Oh my gosh. I believe the date is February 21st, 2013. I believe we're doing Expecting Dad number 10. I also believe Nate Salisbury, Jimmy Rouse, and Mark Booby are ready to blow some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a baby sharting in some tight diapers. What is up, my brothers? My brothers! That was, did you hear that? That nice. Didn't sound good.
Crack-a-lack.
Nate is the audio expert. What the heck was that noise?
That was distortion.
From where? How do I get rid of that?
You would need a whole hell of a lot more of equipment than you got now.
I can only do what I can do, right?
Can I say when you grow up and be a real podcaster?
Oh, snap!
Snap, crackle, pop.
Nah, whatever. Nate Salisbury, thanks for joining us.
Sup?
I haven't seen Nate in probably like 12 years. Another high school buddy that... You know, just like Ramon and Joey and who else has been on? Rob Strading. Who else has been on the podcast? That?
Nine Heist?
Who?
Nine Heist?
No, you're thinking of Justin DeVries. I didn't know him in high school.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, you guys ready to talk shit about kids?
I've got great stories lined up.
Do you?
Recent stories.
I bet you Mark has zero stories and he's going to make stuff off the top of his head right now.
What is this garbage?
What? My guest wireless. I've never set it up, so don't even connect to the other one, the internet's one.
Internet guest.
The password is shit. Everybody's gonna hear it. Right. The letter Y.
Well, here, no, I'll just give it to you.
Okay. I'll just say it.
Just give it out.
I'll just give it out. I'm gonna change it next. People I change it like every 6 months.
Weird.
Is that weird?
Oh, what? You're worried about your neighbors or something?
No. Why are you mad?
Oh. Worried about some guy sitting out of your house and tapping into it. Yeah.
The guys that do that don't need your password. But.
Yeah. Yell jelly.
Good point.
So, Expecting Dad. Is anyone an Expecting Dad on this podcast? Nope. We're all fathers.
I know of.
All fathers. Every single one of us.
What's that like?
It's pretty crazy, dude. Awesome. I'll tell you what sucks is the first time you're like, baby gets sick. And you feel like, oh my gosh, this helpless little being is like coughing and like little tears coming. She's not crying.
She's been sick?
Little tears. Yeah, all week. She's had like a cold and sniffling and
weird like, stuff coming out of her nose.
Not really. Honestly, it's probably the best sickness she could have because it's almost nothing. But it sucks when it's the first time it happens and you can't really do a whole lot besides, you know, all the little magic remedies of like, oh, you know, rub their belly and. Rub their head at the same time and it makes them feel better. I don't know. Some stupid
pull the
thing
snot
like that.
Right out of their nose.
She doesn't have a whole lot of snot yet either. It's honestly like a wimpy little cold. Nah. But you still feel bad. You know what I'm saying? You didn't feel bad when your kid got a cold for the first time?
He's had a couple. And the older he gets, the more it's
and
like.
And you just said, deal with it.
Goop. Just goop and crustiness.
Have not seen that.
All nasty. Over. Yeah, he's. And how old is your child?
He'll be 4 in May.
Is it Eli?
Yeah.
Eli.
3.5 and 5.
And 3.5 and 5. Well, I'm at 1 and 2 months. Okay, we got to talk about that too. Some girls say the months. Some people say
they go
1 year and 2 months. Some people say, 14 months.
Well, if you're a woman.
659 months.
If you're a woman, you say months. I mean, I've never met a woman that said 1 year, 1 month. They all say 14 months.
14 months, 15 days.
They do it for like 2 years.
They probably say weeks up until like 6 months.
Yeah.
It's like weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then once. Yeah. You think so? You agree?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, his.
Crazy bitches.
He's.
Bitches be tripping.
Recently, he had one, and it was like, and kids hate it too when you put the tissue over their mouth or their nose and you do the wipe and you try to get it out of there and they're screaming going like this and it just all of a sudden it's a big goober on your pinky and none of it's on the tissue.
Do you use the bulb? The sucker?
The bulb? Oh yeah, we just
when they're we got one small, of those. We did.
Yeah, we got
when
one
he
of
was
them.
Small.
No, you got to use it till they're like 3. It's
Trisha
awesome.
Does that.
You're shitting
that
me.
Shit out.
Do you suck it in your mouth?
What?
I don't even know how it works. It looks like you're like, she's sucking boogers out of the kid's nose.
What is he talking about?
Eating
I think we're talking about something totally different.
It's a little bulb.
Oh, no. This is like, you put your mouth on the end and it like breathes, like pulls the air out.
What?
Yeah, dude. It's the same idea.
Is your child okay?
I don't know.
What kind of doctor are you going to? That's
dude,
what I want to
I
ask.
Don't know.
Is this an alien? We're talking about there's a little bulb and then it goes to a point.
Have
and
we
then,
been bamboozled?
Yeah, that and then you.
Like we probably paid $100 for this, too.
And you squeeze it and then you put it in their nose and then you let go and it sucks up.
It's The suction bowl.
The same thing you do they that, use
but,
when the,
but the
when
suction
the baby
comes
came
from
out
your mouth on the other end is what
no.
we use.
No, no, no.
We have some dirty, dirty crap in this house.
What yeah, are you weird. Talking? I'm a little creeped out.
I am. Anyway. I'm perturbed.
You got to keep using that thing. You can use it until they learn to like go and blow their own nose.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
Because like my son's like five.
Should I yell
at
my wife
still doesn't want to blow?
Should I yell at her to come down and explain what this contraption?
I'd like to
please.
See what it is. I mean, yeah, if she
I'm,
if you
I'm,
think she's
I have no
down
idea
for
what we're
a
talking
cameo.
About. I'm actually a little creeped out. I'm almost thinking like we got to call child services.
I will text her.
You're
right
literally
now.
Sucking snot out of your kid's nose.
But no, it doesn't.
Sick.
I looked at that. It doesn't like you don't like get it in your mouth. There's like a little catcher on it or something.
You
I don't know
with your mouth.
It sounds weird though.
So it's like when you siphon gas. You just get it going, and then it just starts
yeah,
streaming
out. I think that's what it's
you're
like.
You're siphoning
snot. I think that's exactly no. what it's like.
It's like a blowgun from
okay.
India.
Trisha Beth, if you can hear me, you can't. I'm going to text her, come down here.
Well, anyways, they're getting the I'm and Jimmy
yeah.
and Salisbury, you guys have seen sick beyond be sick compared to me. But I had my first throw-up experience. And it wasn't like he was sick and he
Baby
was feeling good and... You know, all, a little, and
never is
none of that. It was literally came home from daycare, which was my mother-in-law, and like, okay, any other day, feed him stuff, and all of a sudden he looks at me, and he's like, "Dada, waterfall."
Trisha, can you explain what the nose contraption is that we have for the baby? Do you like put your mouth on one end and you suck out the snot and you
We're
eat it?
Creeped out by this. We have no idea what
no,
you're talking about.
Awesome.
No, come in the microphone. I don't know how to explain it. They were talking about the big bulb thing that you do that. Mm. We don't have that, do we?
We do, but this works way better.
What is it?
It's called the Nose Frida.
The Nose
and you,
Frida.
Yep, you put the...
Get closer to the microphone.
I'm gonna Google this.
Up to the nose, and then it has a hose to it that goes to your mouth, and you suck, but there's a little filter in there, so you're not actually sucking snot, but you would gross. Not believe. No, it's not. You want me to go get it?
Yeah, I want to see
it's
it.
Okay. Crazy.
It was number one on
it
Google search.
It does look like
hey, number
it looks
one,
like a
Google.
Gas siphon.
Yeah,
yeah that's what it sounds like.
It does. So I saw there was like a filter on it. Okay, because I'm like,
oh,
dude, are you like
no,
eating
yeah,
our baby's
I
snot?
I get it, but like, you know, I'm kind of like a mentalist.
Oh, my
god, like, that sounds like I couldn't get my mind to say that's okay. Because you're still
it?
Sucking the snot.
Yeah.
Out
this
your
is
that's
like
totally messed
gross
up.
Looking, dude. Oh my gosh. How did Trisha find this?
She's going to get it. Dude, she gets all the good stuff.
How do you share a Google?
She's a better wife than all your wives.
Come on.
Did you, have you used it?
I know. Hell no. Are you kidding me?
Trisha, that's gross looking.
Look it. It looks like a gas siphon filter.
Can you?
It does.
You're still getting the snot fumes in your mouth.
Hey, Trisha,
you
would you?
You
taste your baby's
you would
snot.
Taste snot fumes, I think.
Would you be interested
think,
in...
It comes like up to here.
Would you be interested in trying that on Jimmy?
I will try it on Jimmy.
Oh my gosh!
Are
you yes.
kidding me?
No, no, no! I wouldn't do that to your wife.
That's hilarious.
That's fucked up.
It gets so much though. You'll yeah. use it once.
I've only seen.
Are we talking
like
about
one.
It so nice that, like, if Malat was a little sicky and bad and something, you would help him out with that?
Well, I was thinking I'm gonna get one for myself.
I think it's too small.
Yeah, it's no, for like little
to, like,
babies.
Suction in yeah. the nostril, so yeah. we'd have to like shove it up.
I was gonna
yeah,
say
we're not gonna do that.
I'm thinking about doing it to myself the next time I get a science adventure.
I'm gonna suck myself with it in my own nose.
You're suck yourself, Mark?
Come on, Trisha. Oh,
this is not the first
yeah,
time you
I
said
hear
that.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. We heard Trisha say, "Mark, you're gonna suck yourself." Yeah.
Well,
big surprise for
if
Mark.
If I could, I would.
Thank you, Miss
Malat.
You're the bomb.
Mrs. Malat.
Mrs. Malat. Yeah, you're awesome. I love you.
Thanks for embarrassing me.
Dude, no. That see, so now that you understand what it is,
wow.
it's not all that wow. ridiculous.
So that's a plug for, what's it called? The Nose Frida?
Nose Frida? Yeah. yeah
so there, go to nosefrida.com.
Tip of the day, it. Tip of the podcast, get a Nose Frida. Your life will be happy.
I'm
no
still going to go with the bulb.
Yeah. Fuck that.
It's got an odd idea, isn't it?
Yeah. I bet you it works 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
For $20, but I'm still going to use the 20-cent.
How much was it, Mark? You had it pulled up on your
$15.
$15.
Oh
yeah.
So. This the thing we're talking about might be 15 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. We have one. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They throw them away,
and you can use them in like away. The ears and the nose, and
yep.
if they have like
ears
in the
throat
even.
Ears using that thing in the kids' ears.
This thing is crazy looking.
Is there a video?
No, just the picture of it. Is the animated picture of it. It's,
yeah,
oh
that's
gosh.
Ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Absolute redonk. Did I hit record? I'm just joking. I did. These guys
that
are giving me shit because my
wouldn't be a surprise.
So
this
is the second. This is the second podcast we've done, and everything's been off my MacBook instead of the iMac, and all the settings for the audio reset themselves, so we were not recording anything, and it took me 15 minutes to get it back on track, and I was given hell.
Felt, yeah, it was a lot longer than 15, wasn't
are
it?
Are you kidding 30? Me?
Yeah. We're an hour behind, and all of that was you.
Actually, this is the earliest we've ever started a podcast.
No,
ever.
You say that every time.
No, I do not.
You say that every time.
No, I guarantee we start at 8:15 or 8:30 every
maybe,
time.
But we weren't here at 6:30 like
and
we
I today. Told him, I go, my wife will kill me if we do not start on time tonight.
It's not even 8 o'clock yet.
Make sure when you belch, you belch closer to the mic than that.
I just sent this little contraption of weirdness to my wife.
Your
she
iPhone?
Said, yeah, and she said, LOL, I've heard of it. Completely grosses me out, though.
So you and Trisha are kind of in the minority here.
Hey, it's fine. Bitches,
you guys
are going to
be having key parties. You're that couple.
Key? What's a key party?
What?
Yeah, swingers. You know, you put your keys in and you take them out and wife swap, basically.
I don't think
that's
we'll
how
do
they
that.
Do that. I've always wondered.
Yeah.
I've always wondered in a swinger party, who decides who's getting one?
Yeah, they get a big fishbowl and they put their keys in there.
How do you know, Jimmy?
The women pick out the keys. I know stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has the internet.
I'm a modern man.
I remember the one CSI episode where there was like a swingers party going on.
Yeah, I think it was that 70s show is actually what's coming to mind.
Oh, really?
There was a movie too that I can remember, but yeah. And the women pick out the bowl, and if they get, you know, whoever's keys they get, they go home with that dude. Or they go in the back room with that.
Yeah, no, they don't go home. It's always in like the same house, isn't it?
But in the CSI episode, that's what happened.
You tell me.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They actually, an affair started from a swingers party, and then someone got killed.
Oh, shaggy.
Someone got killed.
I would love to see that.
And then Pete Townsend started rocking.
Ow, yeah!
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of classic rock, my stepdad texted me this morning and said, do you like Rush?
Sure.
And I knew exactly what he was getting at as soon as he said it. I was like, yeah, dude, Rush is sweet. He goes, so if I buy tickets to their concert in Van Andel in June, you want to go? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, so I'm good. I get to go see Rush for free at Van Andel.
Really?
Do I get to go? I didn't get an invite.
Do you want to go? You can go.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know how much tickets are. Tickets go on sale, I think, Saturday.
Okay.
But the concert's June 30, so it's a ways off.
We'll hook up later. I want to go to that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Dude, Rush is awesome. Do you like Rush, Nate?
Yeah.
You classic rock guy at all?
I am anything but really screamo, even a little country. Not a ton.
Yeah. Hey, side note real quick. My wife texted me back and I
said, nobody cares.
Okay. I just said,
that was effective.
That was an awesome awkward pause.
She goes, I know it. I know that the snot can't reach my mouth, but what if barf?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So she's terrified.
So
of
in other words, she does not love her son. What if my son's snot reached my mouth? I would die. Is that what she's trying to say?
No, we're saying it's gross, dude.
You know what, Mott?
That's all.
You know what, Mott? We'll bring that to the next level.
Hey,
I'll ask her that.
We like to gamble on that because we love our
child.
The
thought of my kid's snot in my mouth is repulsive, yes.
Hey, honey, Mott says that you don't love your child. Do you still want to be friends with him and his lovely wife? I don't. Text.
That's funny.
Siri. Tell Malat to fuck off.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Would you like to look up Malat on the internet or whatever she says?
She answers almost. I asked her where I could find a prostitute, and she said, there are no escort services in your area.
Yeah, I think that's like the number one question she's asked.
What do you ask?
I said, where can I get laid? And she says,
not
I could
your
not
bedroom.
Find escorts.
Where can you get laid?
No, where can I get laid? Where can I find a prostitute?
Thanks, Mark, for that was a fail.
Yeah.
It started off awesome, and then she never answered.
So.
Anyways, back to the task at hand. Nate, your son Eli is 4?
He'll be 4 in May, yeah.
He'll be 4 in May. That's your only child, right?
Right.
And we know we've talked about Jimmy and Mark's children before. So let's hear a little bit about what do we usually talk about when we talk about someone that's like, oh, we don't have any too many newbies on the podcast with kids, do we? On the expecting dad. It's usually always the same guys.
It's been a while.
It's usually guys that we know, so it's still easier, but
I think this is maybe one of the first. I can't remember. No, Justin DeVries.
Well, just what's it like being a dad
think,
for the last
I don't
four
think
years.
We have staple questions to ask you.
No?
Well, I just asked him
you're
a question.
You're not prepared.
Okay, oh, sorry.
I got one.
Sorry.
Why isn't there a number two?
There actually might be a number two. We aren't dun, dun, really... Dun, dun,
dun. Do we have to edit that out?
No.
Oh, okay.
We aren't really preventing, but we're not...
You're letting nature mm-hmm. take its course.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how did you decide? Because you know, some people have like kids that seem to be like a year or less between each other. Then some people have like kids that are like 10 years apart.
You can plan it.
Like, yeah, how do you even decide? You just like, oh, I think it's time to have another kid.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
Is that how it goes?
We kind of talked about it, and it was like...
Because
you know,
we're already pregnant. My daughter's 3 months old, and we're pregnant already.
No, that's not true.
Wouldn't that be like, crazy? Wouldn't that be so nuts?
Wait, what?
4 years? That sounds pretty
did
good.
Did you guys have a kids plan? Like, hey, you know, we want three
no.
kids. We want four kids.
No. Nope.
You didn't even talk about it. You didn't care.
No. No.
No. Oh, we had one, and then 4 years later, and it was like, okay.
It'd be nice to have another one, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know how many we'd like. I think the number is between 2 and 4 have popped up.
Oh,
that's about
shit.
It.
I shut down 4 real quick with my wife.
Yeah, I was thinking 2 or 3 is my
I wanted like 5 or 6.
Really?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, you did.
What about you?
I got lucky at 2.
2?
I would say 2.
Both,
two
both of you kind of agreed like 2 is probably our...
You got yep. real
that
lucky.
Seems, that's like the average...
Hallelujah.
That's like the legit average.
Well, there's
thing.
A dynamic, and I wanted 4 minimum, because then you'll have a dynamic... That is 4, you know, but you'll have like, so you'll end up with like 2 pairs or whatever, as far as them like grouping up and being buddies. And
yeah,
and
a lot of people talk to say 4 is the
yeah.
perfect number. Yeah. If
if you have 2, then maybe they're buddies. Like my kids are buddies. They're close. They're 19 months apart. So they're close and they're really good buddies. But if you have a third, like I was 1 of 3, then you've got an oldest, middle and younger. And that's. Not a great dynamic because then everybody kind of goes their own way, generally. I mean, there's always exceptions. But with 4, that's what I'm talking about, then you split up that a possible 3-way dynamic, or maybe you have 2, you know, 2 go their separate ways and then 2 are a group, or you know what I mean?
I got that problem.
Yeah, no,
I think it's really
you.
Important.
I got that problem, Jimmy, because my wife says that 3 is the number. And I say that's 2 for me because my wife and or my sister and I, we were 2.
Odd man out, man.
But, guess, but you know why she's saying 3? And I would talk for most moms here in having children is they want 3 if you have a boy on the second one because every mom wants and every family would love a girl. I would love a girl.
Right.
I want a girl.
Yep.
So if we have a boy in the second one,
oh my gosh. Yeah, then you're going for 3.
Then we're going for 3. And then I'm like, oh, 3. You know, I know a couple families
so,
with 3.
So since I have a girl, do I need to stop?
I would say no.
No.
My wife does not want a girl.
I would have 2 girls.
She wants another boy?
Yeah.
But 2 boys.
Too much drama.
Mm-hmm. 2 boys is great. 2 boys is pretty fucking awesome.
I agree with that. But she... So if we have... And I for some reason, number 3 makes me go, oh, well, you don't want the odd one out. Awkward. So yeah. Then I may go to 4, and that's just... My life's over. So it's if it's not
you
a girl...
Well go to 5.
If it's not the girl... If it's not a girl in the second one, this mental line right here is gone. I'm a mess.
For me, it's either 2 or 4. You stop at 2 or 4. Third, I think you're right.
And I think I agree. I agree with you, Jimmy.
You should go for
I really
one
do.
If you go for 3.
But at the end of the day, I don't think.
What do you think, Salisbury?
Yeah,
I agree.
2 or 4?
2.
Yeah.
I can see the. I can see the 4. I was the 4th. I was actually the. Oops, my brother is 10 years older than me.
Oh, really? Wow.
And you're the youngest.
I am the youngest.
So you're
I
an oops of
that.
A passionate knight. Oh,
I
yeah.
just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
You know what? And. Here's the deal too is you know when she says 3 all I think of or 4 all I think of is college bills cars car bills
mm-hmm.
clothes
you're gonna pay for
tickets,
all that shit
all that with this
are you guys paying for cars college
I'm not saying Jimmy shit. I'm not saying that but I will take care of my kids and a needed opportunity and if they needed something to grow and get to college and they just can't make it I will do everything in my power to help them.
When my kids grow up, I agree with the heart of that. But my helping my kids is when they graduate, Lord willing, I've got a good job and I've been able to do this. I'm going to hand them a check for
$10,000. You will Monday. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I'm going to hand them a check for $10,000 on their 18th birthday or like when they go to college or something like some milestone right around that time between 18 and 19. So they get a job or what do they decide to do?
Now,
I'm going to hand them a check for $10,000 and say, you're on your own because I have not borrowed more than $10,000 from my parents.
Now, that's a very good point you say because I have seen 2 different worlds. I have seen, and I was included in this one, my parents paid for my college and as I got out of the dorms, my rent, and said, we are taking care of this. You consider college your job. And I messed it up a little bit here and there. But I did... It was a great experience, okay? And they paid for that. Then my wife had the situation where her parents, there was nothing, okay? Which, that was fine. They just said, you know, hey, you do what you want if you want to go out or not. And then my roommate in college, they his parents, since he was born, they started up a savings account for him. When he got accepted to college, they gave him a check or put $20,000 in there or whatever. I think it was $20,000 to $25,000.
Damn.
And said, here is for your living expenses and your tuition. Once you get to the end of this, come talk to us and we'll talk about it and see if a loan is acceptable or whatever. Mm-hmm. I loved that.
Yeah. That's
because great. He's responsible for his own money. But at the same time, if you gave me $25,000 in my state of mind when I got out of high school, I would have blown the shit out of it.
Gone. Well, you know, you're going
to do this by my roommate things. Was very responsible and realized he wanted to be an engineer and he was set forward and ready to go. So there's a lot of things going there. As a parent, do you feel like your child's ready or not? Or my parents were like, no freaking way, we're not giving him $20,000.
No kidding.
It's all in my account. I'll pay for it as he goes, as he proves to me he gets the grades.
Yep. See, and I think that's wrong. I think... You know, I don't agree with that because I think you're going to do one of two things by handing your 18-year-old kid a shit ton of money, whether they're going to college or not. They're either going to blow it, and they're going to learn that lesson within about 6 months after that money's run out. They're going to learn it real fast because they live here for however long with that however much money. And then when that's gone, you get taken down to here, and you're going to be humbled, and you're going to learn a lesson. Or it's going to be reality.
I hate that.
If they're a smart
that.
Kid.
Why not continue to teach them to be humbled?
You couldn't teach me anything at 18. You couldn't have. Who you were in my life, my parents, my grandparents.
Simple as this. Get anybody. The grade, you get the free lip. Get
Nobody
the grade,
could
you get
teach
the money.
Me anything in life. I had to learn it the hard way. And I could have learned that by two ways, I think. You know, either screwing it up or taking the time. If I got a check for $10,000 at the right time, I would have said, holy shit, that's a lot of money. They're taking a huge risk on me. I need to take a step back, and this is what I'm going to do with it.
So do we agree that it's based
off cash for a car, whatever.
The person? It's based off the kid, the parent's decision on the responsibility and the maturity of their child at that time.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't think anybody does that. I think people just do what they think they should do. My parents and every other parent I've ever encountered, their story goes something to the effect of being guilt-driven or the wanting to take care of their kid. It's not about how do I educate, how do I grow my kid the best. It's, you know, oh, I don't want them to be mad at me if I don't pay for their college.
Oh, my kid could F off if he thought that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel too. But that's just what I've heard from like every
child. I'm really glad we brought that up because that makes me think twice about this. Literally, we need to set back and think twice once it comes to that situation. What's the best for him? I don't care if he hates me. Guess what? When he's 30, he's going to love me.
Yeah, you're not going to let him become a drug addict or be homeless or whatever.
What happens with the people that do end up doing that?
Doing what?
Drug addicts or homeless.
I did that. And I turned everything around.
But you did it yourself.
I fucked it up enough. Yeah, well, my parents helped.
Wouldn't you
they were a catalyst for me fucking it up. But
I meant you got back on track yourself.
Yeah, it took me 10 years.
Yeah, but once you'd been happier?
You had no help from your parents, didn't you?
I had help from my parents, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I misunderstood.
Wouldn't you be happier if they didn't give you that kind of money and they would have regulated it a little bit more? You think you would have learned the same?
No, because then you're like, I don't know, you're like on the tee. You're like a drug addict for your parents' help. That's what
so,
I'm saying.
No, okay.
When you give that your kid,
are you saying drug addict or no drug addict? It doesn't matter. If he is, if you give him $10,000, he's going to blow it. If you give him $50 a day or $50 a week, he's still going to blow it. Is that what you're saying? It doesn't matter.
Well, what I was saying about being a drug addict is like being on your parents, you know, being you know, depending on your parents that way. If
using
my
your
kid's
parents
a drug
as
addict,
a drug.
I did have a good point on that, though.
No, that was great. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. But
because if he's a drug addict,
I'm talking about depending on your parents, being dependent, because that's the thing that breaks when you become an adult. Is when you like you go, oh shit, there's consequences, I'm on my own. If I want to build something, I've got to build it myself, etc. That to me is the point you become an adult, and that happens for most of us mid-20s, I think.
Is there a discussion about an allowance here as the kid grows up? Maybe that might help them
teaching your kid how to manage money.
What so I, they know what to do with money before they're handed 10 grand or 20 grand or 30 grand.
I did not have
$500,000.
I had dad, I need lunch money. $20.
Yep.
Dad, I'm out of gas. Back then, $20 was nice. Yeah.
You went from lunch money third grade to gas money 16 years old.
Yep, and then he gave me $20 so for gas. Dad, I'm between. Out of gas. He gave me, and I'd wake up in the morning and I'd get up like, Dad, okay, shoot, I'm out of gas money. I gotta get. He'd give me $20. He gave me $20.
$20 for gas
when I needed.
It cost like $8 to flip your tank back when we got gas. When you're in high school, what the hell did you do with the other $14?
Would you like to tell your story and continue on?
I was you did drugs, didn't you? You no, were a druggie.
No, everybody remembers $20 filled up your tank back then.
Yes, it was 97 cents a gallon. Yeah. You had an 18-gallon tank.
Yep,
yeah,
it filled it up. Yep.
20 bucks.
Not me.
It cost me $10 to fill up my tank.
Oh, yeah,
I had yeah in 1992, yes, it did. You're right.
No.
Oh, my Lord. Malat, I'm just saying he gave me $20. Holy shit, I got $2 more for French fries at lunch.
I don't think it was a transcribed conversation.
So I think Mark is falling into exactly what Jimmy was talking about.
But yes, that's where I was going to end up going.
And so, and then I go into college, and it was paid for. And room, and then it was a package deal with food, and I didn't get an allowance. It was Mark. Here is everything paid for. If you want spending money, you work, and I did. But then that turned into, I just work for fun money,
right?
And I didn't learn much in the first couple of years until he once.
You never went without. You just had some extra.
It was like I just always had money, and then he cut me off for a semester. No college, no nothing. Had to work. Barely got by. I learned my lesson very quick.
Right, but
couldn't
you learn your lesson at 15 instead of 19?
Very, very excited. I'm very, very happy that he regulated that. Because I think him regulating the money costed him less than giving me a big chunk.
Costed him less.
Let's lay off.
Costed him less than giving me a big than giving me a big chunk.
He went to Grand Valley.
Than giving me
no,
a big
he didn't.
Giving me a big chunk. Hey, do you understand what I'm saying?
GRCC?
Yeah.
No.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Northern?
Can you stop? I'm trying to tell a fucking story.
Where'd you go to school?
The story's over.
No, okay.
Does that make sense or not?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah. It's great.
The sense, we kind of... As
I'm done talking.
Well, I already knew where the story was going the whole time.
Like,
that's what
the
problem was.
A little bit.
No, I'm done talking.
But
about time, gee. So Nate, joking.
No, I'm done.
But back to Nate's point about the allowance. I never had like I got allowance here and there. But I grew up on a farm. I was homeschooled a little bit, so it was like never. It was never regulated. I had a weird childhood, but I feel like if you get an allowance. And there's some kind of stipulation. I always thought if like you hadn't gotten an allowance and you had to like pay a tax. So like you get an allowance and then I don't know, like annually dad would say
you owe me $20.
No, like more than that. Like you have to give me back like 10% or something or whatever.
Holy shit, what kind of business do you have?
I kinda like that.
They're trying to like
well,
I'm the
number
government.
One, it's real life. I mean if you're W-2, they take it out.
So
but
he would give you a certain amount?
No, this is a concept. This didn't happen. This is an idea.
Oh, I thought you said they like taxed you on your allowance.
If you were listening.
But no, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So you give your kid $20
bucks
a week.
That is a genius idea.
Yeah, you give your kid $20 a week and you calculate, $5 a week and whatever that percentage ends up being. Say, April 15th, you owe me that back. And then
a certain percentage.
You're 1099-ing your kid. Yeah, whatever. Say, so they're really only getting 50. So say, listen, I'm giving you 20. But you owe me, what would that be?
X amount.
20%.
It's teaching 20%. Them how to budget.
Yeah, 25%. You owe me 25% back.
What do you think,
Zelber?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
So you owe me $5 per 20 in over X amount of time. It might be $100.
I was a small business owner. I was 1099 for 10 years. So I actually had to do this. I had to pay this out. That's where this idea came from.
I kind of like
that. And then
that.
At the end of the year,
that is a good... Yeah,
and
that is actually a pretty good idea.
And then when they don't come up with it because they're 13 and they're not going to come up with it, they spend it all.
You open hand slap them or even closed fist.
No, you kick them out of the house.
You kick them out for 3 days. Give them a tent. Give them a tent.
Yeah, I was honestly, I thought about a tent. Like, okay, you can't afford to live here anymore because your tax was your rent. So now you only have X number of dollars. You have
I've never
and
heard
taxes
of anyone doing
that. Are due in the middle of July, so if they got to sleep outside, they're okay and they're not going to die.
My parents did a lot of things great. I mean, they're good people. They taught me a lot of good things about
working
hard.
Well, they had you, so I guess.
Working hard and having
integrity.
But they My dad was old school. My dad, like, you would have thought he grew up 100 years ago because his dad grew up was the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they never talked about money. You couldn't, couldn't know my dad's, any even like a realm of his wage or what we could afford or like, because I grew up pretty well. I mean, we lived in a nice big house and lots of land and all this great stuff. But anyway, you know, they never talked about money. So I never learned about credit, taxes, budgeting, burping.
Go on.
I didn't. So think that was anyway, heard.
I think there's some good simple ways like that. Like, you know, give your kids money and then don't really don't require chores, don't require anything. You're a kid.
What?
You go to
That's bullshit.
No, if you don't fuck up, if you're not if you're a fuck up and you're on drugs and you're 15, then we've got a problem. And taking away allowance is the smallest part of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a decent kid and you're doing all right and you're learning and you should do what I tell you.
You should probably institute the allowance idea like earlier than 15.
Yes. Yes.
What, 10? Even like 7 or 6.
A lot of people say 5 and 6.
Yeah, exactly. It might be
a dollar a week or whatever. Yep.
Exactly.
No, really?
So, so they get the use of the idea.
Yep.
What we had... my parents started off, and I want to say it was probably like, how old are you when you're like fourth, fifth grade? 8, 9, 11, 10.
I don't know.
11
maybe?
I know. I had my first 11.
So it was around that area. So they would say, okay, you know, you get, and it was like it was something like $2 a week or something like stupid like that. Mm-hmm. But we did have to do something around the house, like, I don't know, sweep the floor once a week. It was stupid, like nothing. Or we had to like not be bad. And you know we'd get our money, but there was always like, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but there's always be times that we'd be like at the store and I'd be like, oh, mom, I want this toy. It's like $5. I really want this. She's
I
like,
really
okay,
want the Barbie doll.
Yeah, I wanted a $5 Barbie doll.
Ken,
exactly, Ken with no clothes. That's what I wanted. No, you dumbass. It was like Micro Machines or some bullshit like that.
A real doll.
I want my buddy
Ken, the real doll.
I want Ken the real.
I legitimately remember
life size.
Micro Machines. It was Micro Machines that I wanted.
Yes,
they're $5.
Yeah, with the penny you put in the back of them. Right?
Yeah, those exactly. Ones? Those are the OG Micro Machines.
Yes.
So I wanted those. They're $5, and I had like $2. So she goes, "I will buy these, and I'll bring them home, and I'll put them in the basement, and then when you have $5, you can buy them from me." So it was almost like a, what was that?
Like, I like that.
Is it a layaway? Not really layaway, because I'm not.
No, it's kind of like layaway.
But I'm not getting, I didn't get to play with them yet. I had to wait until I had the money.
Yeah, that's layaway. It's exactly layaway.
I've never done layaway. I thought layaway you got, no, that's
a
credit card.
Okay, Richie Rich.
That's a credit card. Like you get it, and then you pay it off.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, so we did that all the time. So before I knew it, I had probably like $100 worth of shit in the basement, and I had like $6 on me.
With the juice running.
So I never had to go to the store. And I think at some time she was like, okay, I'm not buying you anymore. You got to buy all the crap. Half the stuff I didn't even want anymore. So that was, we kind of screwed that idea.
Yeah.
But
that's really funny.
I think it was that same time as, you know, they were big, you focus on the family, James Dobson stuff, and there was the whole envelope system where you put your dollar in the envelope for savings, you put a dollar in the envelope for tithe, you put a dollar in the envelope for whatever you want, you know?
Yeah.
So we did that for a while, and that kind of got me more in the order. But it must have all came to hell, because as soon as I got into college, I went from no debt to a shit ton of debt on credit cards, schooling, and everything, like, boom, within like 2 years.
Nobody ever tells you the cost of that debt.
Nope.
Nobody ever tells you, hey,
you're
going to be paying
this for
a decade.
Up.
Okay, it's a decade. I'm 19
screwed,
years old. I don't give a shit about a decade.
Yeah.
Decades are lifetimes for me.
There's also the time of credit, man. Things are changing. People realize that credit is the devil now.
Yeah.
Can be the devil now. Can
no,
be
credit
beneficial.
Is the devil if you're a person.
But I'm just saying that back then, what would we say? This is 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
It was... That it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. Get a credit card. I got one. I wrecked the shit out of that thing.
When you're 18, did you have Nate? When you're 18, did you have a credit card at all?
Yes. Should not have had one.
No, yeah. You used it and abused it.
Oh yeah. I think that one's just about to come off my record. Like charge off.
Oh yeah.
I never
yeah.
paid it.
I have not had a credit card in now 8 years. I haven't had a credit card.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's about the same for me.
And I would say 2 years ago. Is when the debt I had remaining, it was like maybe like $4,000 of different random things, not necessarily credit cards, but there was other things in there They actually ended up coming off my record. I never paid them.
Yeah.
I probably get out of $4,000 or $5,000 worth
call
of stuff.
Call it charge off, yeah.
Yep. 7 years. Yeah, I think 7 years is, 7 years is the length where they just it was like, whoop, it's done.
Yep.
I remember there was, I remember from 10 years ago, there was a, I ordered pizza, wrote a check for it for like, you know, $15. It bounced. I never paid that. They tried to collect on it for years and years and years.
$15?
It ended up being $300 or $400 down the road. I never paid it, never paid it, and it went off.
Simpler.
And I was like, sweet, I got a free pizza like 10 years ago, man. And it's fine. Now it's finally off my record.
$15?
How ridiculous is that?
Why wouldn't the company just write that off?
Because they sell they it put to someone else.
Some people.
They keep selling it. They keep selling it around and like, well, it's been this length. We're going to charge you this much. And, you know.
Because enough people will turn around and say, okay, I got to get that off my record. I need to buy a car. I'm getting married, whatever.
So they'll pay the $300 and somebody benefits from it.
Yeah, yep, some people. Like a bunch of people.
If we're going to start talking about debt, man, I got some stories about debt. Let's not. No. I don't think we need to have. We could have a whole podcast about debt, but let's turn it back to our kids.
Not a bad idea.
There's not enough whiskey in this room to talk about debt.
For sure. Yeah. I totally agree. But I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure my child does not. I'm going to do things. I'm not saying my parents did things wrong. I screwed it up. My parents, you know, they tried to teach me everything they could, and I just need to go further and more so to make sure my child does not get into that, you know, little web of ridiculousness.
True.
Oh,
it was the Mitsubishi Eclipse that screwed you.
Like, when I went to drove down the flew down to Florida and picked up a lemon. Did you hear that story?
No.
I told on one of the podcasts, I told it was a 45-minute story, man.
Oh, dude, it's epic.
I don't even know which podcast
I was going
to
say, you should know that so you could plug your own podcast.
I don't know. It was one of the early ones. It was like a verbal train wreck number like 2 or 3 or something like that.
There you go.
Hey, you want to talk about kids?
Nate, what do you want to talk? Is there anything that when I asked you to come out here, was there anything in your head you're like, there's, because you've listened to the podcast, you know how things roll.
Worst sex story, worst tantrum, worst thing you child's ever done.
I have a 3.5-year-old. My life is a living tantrum. He is a mood swing and a half. Today,
I would like to talk about mood swings.
Oh, dude. Today at dinner, it went from I don't want to eat chicken and broccoli to I want garlic bread, chicken, and broccoli in just seconds.
As soon as he took it away, right?
As soon as I took it away.
How old do they have to be where they can like eat like real food?
9 months, a year.
Because Lawson
at 9 months, it was the baby food, and you
by color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you do by the color?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Orange. And then
what's by color? I mean,
well, you just give them orange stuff and green stuff and brown stuff. And
yeah, it's so if your child is allergic to something, that you have a better idea.
You can find out what it is.
You don't just mix and match.
We did peanut butter for the first time not too long ago.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I was nervous as shit
because my kids broke out.
It literally, they could make them go, boop.
Yeah,
like you know. And that's, I'm sure that's a story in its own. But that it scared the shit out of me, dude.
Yeah, Austin was, 16 months or somewhere in there.
Oh, you waited that long?
Well, we gave him hummus.
Oh yeah.
Gave him some hummus, and we gave it to him at like 6 o'clock or whatever. 9 o'clock comes around, and for the last 2 hours, he's had hives, and we're like, fuck. We're going to the emergency room. All they did was give him Benadryl. It was no big deal.
Yeah.
Now, he's what is it, February?
No, it's June.
He is a year and 1 month, and it's chicken nuggets.
Yep.
And bananas and
where do you get chicken nuggets from? GF Gordon Food Service chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I get the Tyson too.
Not like McDonald's chicken.
Tyson.
Nuggets.
I like Tyson.
Get the naked ones. The naked ones are
really good. And I get that. And then he's got his fruit cups and he's got all kinds of stuff. But now it's to the point like, and it's been 2 months now that we start giving him real food. Now it's like you stab it with this little dude fork.
Spork or whatever.
Yeah, and you try to give it to him and he's like, it shakes his head. Put it on his little table, and he'll grab it and go, home, and then hand it back to me.
Stab it.
And then as he hands it back to me, I'm like, oh, you want more? And I'll grab it, and he won't let go of the frickin' thing. I want to frickin' just go crazy. I'm like, give me the frickin' fork. I want to, like, scream at him, and then pull it out of his hand, and then let on, he takes it nice, cute, like, no, yup, and he takes it and looks at you, and he gives it back, and I'm like, okay, you want more? And he won't give it back to me. to me. I'm like, give me the freaking fork, dude. Oh, dude, I lose. Dang. It's like a drama. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I know what you're talking about, but I never really experienced because my kid goes to Apple Tree. So oh. He's got peers, and they really did a good job. I will.
So we learn Apple to eat Tree. With
I've
our
heard
kids.
Really, really good things about that place.
It's pricey. It's.
I think that's where my sister-in-law used to work.
Ashley Anyways. Worked there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you live? You still live in Hudsonville area?
Still do.
So is it the one by like Meyer and Jennison? Or is there another one?
Port Sheldon. Yeah. Really nice place.
Yeah. Then it's a new one.
Yep. He was one of the first kids there.
Is there also one by the Meyer and Jennison? Or is that something different?
No, that's
Tudor Time. Okay. Yeah. She used to work at Tudor. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Anyways, keep going.
Really pricey, but
worth it.
Well worth it. It 100 times. They, you know, the activities they do with them to get them to feed themselves, to interact with others, just talking.
Apple
you know.
Tree, huh?
Troy's.
Would you stop interrupting him? He's got a good story going.
I don't got a good story. I was just saying it. He was.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I've learned
a lot.
Hey, Milan, can I just stop you right there? Can you stop being an asshole so we can have an adult conversation?
I hear you guys talk all the time. I want to hear Nate talk for
a
little
bit. But we're getting to it. We're aware. We're aware.
Yeah, I'm opening something up here.
You're the asshole that pushes the buttons so that people can hear it.
And he doesn't really do a good job
at
that.
No, you do a shitty job at that. If you would spend more
Fine,
time focusing on the technical
I'll hire you to push
stuff.
The buttons next time.
All I was saying is that I learned from somebody who worked there.
Yep.
And she was hanging out with us and talking with us. Holy crap, do they do a lot of training with these people.
It's ridiculous.
And it's very, very, very articulate and very and thought out.
Yep.
I was impressed. And Apple Tree is by far...
It's a daycare place, right?
It is.
Okay. For young, like, obviously preschool.
It's almost like a preschool. Yeah.
But
school
it's well daycare. Thought out, and it's not just bring your kids here, throw them in the middle of a room and play with them.
Yeah.
There is actually like life learning experiences
at
this place.
That's good to hear. I mean, if my kids were young, I'd want to hear something like that because I always wondered. I mean, I didn't have enough money, and my ex-wife, she stayed home and all that good stuff. But I'm thinking if you're going to send your kids somewhere, I wouldn't want to send them somewhere. But that sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
No, they're going to do great things with my kid, and
they are.
They're not going to screw them up and just shove them in a corner with other kids.
I mean,
they can duke it out.
They're so good. Malat could learn something there.
every dad says, "Oh, my kid is the best," but
yeah,
but my kids are the best. I mean, really. No, they are the best.
Hammers it down. Hammers it down.
They are the best. Go on.
Yeah, anyways,
feel free to caveat, but wrong about me.
Caveat.
Nate's kid sucks. Apparently,
yeah. Well, no, they could be second best.
My kid is a smelly kid.
Hey, dude. And both you and your wife work full time.
Yes.
Okay. Who picks up the child?
Most times she does.
She does. Okay.
Yeah. She's got a more flexible schedule.
And you guys are back home as a family at what time?
5.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's pretty early.
Yeah. That's because by the time I get home, my wife gets home with our child, we're like shoving food in his face about 6 o'clock, and he's freaking pissed.
Yeah. That's another reason we went with Apple Tree is because they start at 6. They're open at 6, so we work
in the morning.
Mm-hmm. We both work 7 to 4, so it was really nice.
Ooh. 7 to 4? Oh, you're living the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I work for a long
and
time.
That's
nice.
And we learned that. We actually just tonight learned that. And I got home, right? I mean, drove home as fast as I could because I'm like, Ma's going to be pissed at me. I got to get home for the podcast. I got to get home. We fed him at 5:30. She started at 5:30. I got there at 5:40, 5:45. It was the most amazing family lunch, or I'm sorry, dinner that we've ever had. Because usually we don't eat until 6:15. The kid's pissed. Yeah. He's throwing stuff like you can't believe. Takes his milk bottle.
Because he's hungry and he wants to eat before
puts it up like this
what?
In the air.
Yeah.
Looks at me straight in the eyes. Opens his fingers. And
yeah.
It falls
bird.
Down. And falls down pretty much. You know what? He really is giving me the bird when he does this.
Yeah. Toddlers know a thousand ways.
I grab his arm. I don't squeeze it, but I position the arm, the arm that left the milk left out of, and I grab that arm and pull it to his body, and I say, "No, you are not allowed to do that." You know, the arm that he did it in, teaching him that, not squeezing it or anything like that, but just holding it, screams bloody murder, has a couple more food, and I'm realizing that he's packed full of food and needs a drink, so I put it on his desk. I'm like, "You take a drink and you drink this." whoom, right up in the air like he's chugging whiskey like we do here, like this. Puts it down, looks at me, okay, takes more food, gets a little cranky. I'm like, no, hey, eat your food. We're having a fork battle thing, you know. Takes his milk, puts it up in the air, releases his fingers, and looks straight me in the eyes.
Fuck you, Dad.
Fuck you. Deal with this shit. Pick my shit up and put it back on my desk. How about that?
I can't walk. That's what bitch.
I literally look at him thinking he is saying,
on my desk.
Go pick my shit up, Dad. Yeah, you have to because I can't. I'm too young.
Yeah, you might be able to yell at me, but I can make you do anything I want.
Yeah. And then as I pick it up, I literally look at him and I see him looking at me like over top, towering over me at this point. So
like you're
whoever's higher, by the way, is in charge looking at me. And I just want to... I want to take that high chair and whoom, flip it and go, yeah, who's on top
MMA
now, bitch?
Style on your toddler.
We have a three-strike rule. If he drops it more than twice, he doesn't get it back.
Yeah. And my wife's, 2 days ago, he did that. And then finally she set it on the back table so he could see it.
Yep.
And he's putting his arm straight out. And I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, sucker. You're going to bed thirsty.
But I will tell you, it does not get any better.
I've been told this.
It gets worse because then they can vocalize.
Ooh.
Yeah, with a three-year-old, we do a family dinner night on Tuesdays at my in-laws. And it's 7 o'clock because there's a couple people work later there. And
how's it go?
It gets pretty dicey.
Now, I have a question for you. How do the grandparents react to the viciousness of the fire mouth?
They don't take it either. They'll.
Oh, really? And that's a great thing.
Yes.
Because I know my parents would be like, oh, honey, don't discipline this. He's fine. He's fine. Yeah. No. Hey, Lawson. Oh, yeah. Pat his head. And I'm going to look at my mom, and I'm going to straight up fist punch my mom in the face.
Yeah. No, I was really lucky. My both group. Both
everybody's on the same page.
Yep.
And so it teaches them double bam. Can't beat it.
So my strategy won't work for everybody, but I have a, well, you don't have to broadcast it.
I have to piss.
Okay, so you were saying the three strike rule works for you. What I was going to say was it's not going to work for everybody, but I have a one strike rule.
No, I can, there's some things that it's you will not do that again. And there, no. So, yeah, I totally, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's the only thing that works because I'm divorced.
Yep.
I have my kids 3 weekends a month, so I have them a lot, but it's only on the weekends. And their mom is busy. She's not really good at discipline. I mean, she's a mom. A lot of moms aren't, and that's fine. It's not, you know, shouldn't be their wheelhouse, I think, for a family dynamic. So I learned after... Because I moved out of the house after my youngest was 8 months.
Okay.
So, you know, young kids. And I just learned that, you know, they'll run all over her and she'll get really emotional and frustrated and totally understandable, all that good stuff. And I just found that just saying no, when they do something wrong, they go to their room, they get a spank. I never have to spank them anymore. You know, spanking was, you know, mostly for like hitting your brother, lying, all that good stuff. You know, lying was a big thing because, you know, kids lie. So they would get a spanking for that. They don't do that terribly much anymore. And I found that even at 3.5 and 5, spanking isn't necessary. And I don't, maybe it's effective, but it's not necessary anymore. So anyway, when they do something, there's a consequence to everything they do. You know, and I try to do that for right or wrong. I try to reinforce. So, you know, one strike rule applies to the positive, too.
Yep.
If they do something that's, you know, the oldest is loving with his brother. Like, that's something I'm the youngest. So I want to encourage anytime the oldest is encouraging and, you know, positive with his brother and helpful and all that stuff. So, you know, tattling, that's a big one that I have to, you know, hammer down on. And then, you know, anytime he's doing something good for his brother, I say, man, that's really good. I really appreciate you doing that for your brother, whatever. So
that's something I have to learn.
At what age did you punish for lying? Because he's three. At least he does not appear to have that consciousness right now that, you know, you asked him what he did and he tells you something different.
Yeah. Well, my opinion is that he doesn't know what lying is. But he knows the result that it gets.
That makes sense.
So he's not being malicious saying, I'm going to screw you over. But he knows if he lies and he gets away with it, he knows the reality that he can create another reality, I think is the basis of it.
Yep.
So if I teach my kids that there is one reality and you need to abide by that reality and the consequences within that reality. That's what I'm after. As well as not trying to manipulate people. You know, I want to hammer home that you can't manipulate. I mean, you can, but it's a dangerous power with a lot of consequences.
Right.
So that's my philosophy, but
makes sense.
Totally out of my realm right now.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just,
because your kid's so young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just starting to realize, how do I discipline? You know, like, what's discipline, you know? Like, physical discipline, grabbing, spanking, words with that, too. And that's a big thing I'm really focused on is words, okay? Because one of my good friends, him and his wife focused on when the child is doing something wrong and they say one word that makes that child stop what they're doing, okay? And they're being both on the same page, because that's also a big thing too with discipline, is our mom and dad on the same page? Is mom doing one thing when he's naughty? Is dad doing one thing when he's naughty? Or are we doing the same thing? And that's a huge, huge thing that I think is lost in this world of parenting, is the one mom goes, when he's doing something wrong, No. Hey, so blah, 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 and starts talking. And the dad goes, stop, and looks at him or whatever. How does that child, what does that child know? You know? So I think the parents being on the same page as of when something they're doing wrong or they're running away in front of a car or they're doing this and this, the one word that both parents need to be on base with is, you know, and a lot of times I've seen this too, is that when the child's doing something wrong, you hear the mom in the back. I'm like, no, or stop, and blah, 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 blah. And just there's all this verbiage. Instead of teaching your kids, one word means you stop. And I think the best word for that is stop. Some parents like no, but teaching your child, when you say that word, they stop in their tracks and they realize that is wrong.
The word instead of my house is AIDS. Stop what you're doing when you hear the word AIDS.
You know what?
To be politically correct, it should be HIV. Just saying.
Touche.
But does that make sense to you guys? Because
and
I have a good friend who has been really, really focused on that. He's taught me this, and he says, when I say, and I look at my daughter, and I say stop, she stops. Because since the discipline time has started, she knows, and it had to be physical sometimes, when I had to grab her, and not hurt her, but I had to physically stop or do something and say, stop. Or some people like no. My wife likes no. I like stop. We're working on that. But fortunately, we're early enough into it. We got to figure it out. But like he gave me a great example. He's like, I was at the park the other day, and there was like three or four kids running around. And there was a big swing in the middle of the park where you could grab on, and there were the older kids were going and swinging. Well, for some reason, the wind blew right and the sun shined right, and all three of these little kids, 2 years old to 3 years old, started running together towards the swing. And there was an older child coming. And he goes, it was like they were going to get plowed over.
Yeah.
And I had two moms next to me, and they saw those kids running, and I heard them go, hey, you, Michaela, stop. Hey, Michaela, and just spitting out words. And I said, what was her name? Oh, Brooklyn, stop. And I said it forcibly, and I said it, Brooklyn, stop. Guess what?
It was like she was talking to a dog.
He goes, my child stopped, and the other two kids went and got plowed over.
Oh, no.
He goes, it's important to teach your child when they're doing something wrong, a one-word thing. This is where you stop at. This is what you do. And I really think that's effective.
Yeah, I never thought about that
much. It drives
me
nuts in the mall when this mother just just words are coming out of her mouth, and the kids running, and she's just screaming like a freaking rapper.
With my kids, it's always
screaming
been a tone of voice.
Like a rapper.
Yep. Like, you know, there's different tones of voices you can use, and I could say balls, and my kids would stop. I mean,
it doesn't matter the word.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's the tone.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's
part
of it.
Dad gets deep and throaty, and you know, that's not what it is, but I couldn't do a fake if I wanted to. You know, it just comes out of me. This is life-threatening. This is whatever, bodily harm. This is how I get them to stop. It just comes out in the tone of voice. And I don't bust it out when it's unnecessary, and it kind of comes out of
me. Now, how do I teach my son, who is so young yet, you know, like the milk bottle, look at me like, hey, yeah, Dad, I'm testing you. Bring it on, bitch.
Yeah.
How do I teach him,
well,
this is when I mean business?
You obviously abuse him.
Yeah, and that was the answer for me.
Spank the shit out of them.
Yeah. Yeah, when they have a diaper on, you can hit them really hard.
Natural padding.
With force. Yeah, you can they can feel the force of your hand without feeling the pain. The pain isn't necessary. What they need to feel is the seriousness behind your force. And that's what I did. I mean, I knew how to spank him if they were in a diaper. They weren't in a diaper when they were in that, you know.
Ooh,
now they're
pull-ups, smart.
All kinds of good stuff.
I know that's something you learn along the way.
Yeah. Like
I have to be really careful. I can't spank with this hand cuz of my ring.
Oh yeah.
I connected the first time and I felt so bad.
Oh yeah.
Did you really?
Oh,
I mean,
you're not supposed to hit him in the face. No. It's supposed to be in the ass.
Yeah, not closed fists. There, Nate.
Oh.
But you really, it was, how did that feel?
It sucked. It
you felt like you're being a dad, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're like hurting your child?
Not while I'm spanking him. No, because he deserves it.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, I realized that I hit, I don't know, I might have hit his tailbone or something with my ring. And
it was like,
damn, you're a bad dad.
Yeah.
No, you
CPS up on this guy right here.
My mother-in-law is his nurse, Pete's nurse.
Oh, no.
So that always gets talked about.
Why is there bruising here?
Yeah.
The worst I ever felt was at daycare. He ran to me, and I picked him up over the wall. They have a wall that's about waist high.
Mm-hmm.
Picked him up over the wall, and he's a tall kid. I'm pretty tall. I'm 6'1", almost 6'2". So he's pretty tall for his age. Picked him up, clocked his forehead on the bulkhead.
Solid.
And I felt about 2 inches tall.
Oh, for sure.
Your balls shrivel.
Biggest failure of a parent ever.
And
like, I'm an idiot.
My father-in-law loves to watch him on the cameras at Apple Tree, and I'm going, oh, please, God, tell me he wasn't watching.
Hey, Dad.
You get a call immediately.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Do you need some lessons?
Yeah, that sucks for sure.
So do you guys all spank?
Yeah, I spank my three-month-old all the time.
Well, yeah,
she cries and
we'll talk about
the
that later,
bud.
We'll talk about that later. That's cool.
But I just I see the discipline thing coming in, and literally it scares the shit out of me. And I'm not gonna lie, it really does because that
does
is
everybody.
The start of how am I gonna train my child. Because obviously I failed with my dog because I want to bury the thing out back. And if World War III happens, the first thing that's going over the fire and I'm going to eat. But,
whoa.
Damn.
Oh, dude. Oh,
that
dude.
Was in-depth right
yeah,
there.
Dude,
do we need to edit that out?
How do you really feel about your dog?
Do you want that on
like
the
my
internet?
Dog. The only thing, only
I would
reason.
If the Holocaust, if zombies came. The Holocaust hit my house.
I didn't realize you were Jewish. Yeah.
If zombies came,
I
would not eat my dog. No way. I would bury my
dog.
Dude,
that's the hatred I have for the times with this dog. I got problems. So, anyways.
That is too funny.
No, you should be scared. It's a big deal. I mean, you are charged. You know, the consequences for your decision over the next, probably realistically, 13 years are going to affect who this kid is for the rest of life and his impact on humanity and all his
is everything I do for the next, you know, 10 years going to affect him because everybody's on
it
Facebook.
Is.
I see all these kids and you know, that I knew in high school on Facebook. One died not too long ago. Is that because he went down a wrong road? He met the wrong friends. Wrong decisions. Is that because of the discipline of the parents from the beginning?
You don't want to open a can of worms right now, bro.
That's what I think.
No,
you know, I think.
I that's how I thought. So I mean, these guys are saying don't think about it. That's how I thought about it. I mean, and I didn't get like because I was there. I was homeless and I was drinking to the point of, you know, I might have killed somebody. Didn't know. I did all kinds of great stuff.
You killed somebody?
What was his name? How old was he?
Sad. Maybe you want to replay that. But anyway.
Oh.
I was the point where I was doing really dark shit, and I didn't go as dark as a lot of people and all kinds of good stuff. They're not going to do a true Hollywood story about me. But, you know, I did all these things and I came back, and the reason I came back was because of my parents, the parenting I got. There was a lot of shitty things that happened, all kinds of good stuff, and you know, they didn't make every right decision, but they made, you know, say
instilled.
A handful of right
instilled
a
enough.
Handful of right decisions that made it possible for me to, you know, make a change.
Yeah.
And when to recognize things in my life when I had kids to make that change.
How do you feel about that, Nate? I mean,
I totally agree what he's saying, and my pediatrician, when we had this conversation about discipline, said at that age, at your age, you're talking, the most you can do is make them know that you're not happy with them. You know, in expression, in tone of voice, you don't even have to be physical. If they know that you're not happy with them, that'll affect
them. They'll record that.
Yeah. They like to make you happy, and if they know that you're not happy, that'll affect them even as much as yelling at them. You don't even have to yell at them.
You've seen results from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That just scares me, you know? And the reason I say that, too, again, I've seen a lot of stuff from people we knew in high school that I knew were good kids that went wrong the wrong path, you know? And obviously, we'll never be able to control that, but this is the start of it. Well, I got to plant the seed.
How do you discipline a three-month-old?
You don't. You don't.
Oh, no,
just to
don't.
Be clear.
Not.
You don't.
Well, that's like you no bottle for you tonight.
I think that, and that actually brings up a good point that I'll you know, use that right now. The best thing you can do for your kid from 3 months to, you know, 18 years is love the shit out of them. You know, things, you know, to be, you know, really deep and personal, the mistakes that my parents made were, you know, giving up on me at a certain point. And if they just would have loved the shit out of me, despite, you know, what I was doing and how I was acting, mm-hmm. if they would have just, you know, don't give me money, don't whatever, but just love on me. That's all I needed. You know, that's and at 4 months, that's definitely all they need.
Three.
Is it 3 months?
No, we're between 3 and 4 right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy.
We're halfway.
I love you, man.
Thanks, man. That touches me deeply.
Nate's feeling you, bro.
Four months is a big mile marker. Yeah. It is. It's when the personality and the heads up and they're starting their lives.
Well, okay. Can we change topics here for a minute?
No.
When do you guys remember, because you all have children older than mine, when do you think that the whole, like, eye color and hair color
4 months
solidifies? Because I've heard 6 months, I've heard 4 months,
after,
I've heard
I have never months. Thought about it until you just said it.
After yeah. 4 months is the
I don't know what the
big,
fuck you're talking about.
No, because when you're
big change.
When your child is born, their eyes and their hair color could easily change in the first X amount of months.
Yes.
Like, my daughter, Harper, had, like, brown hair and, like...
No, I feel like a shitty dad. Hang on. I feel like a shitty dad because I've never thought about this, and I was never aware of it at the time.
It was a big deal with us.
I mean, their hair changes in texture. Maybe it changed in color, and I could remember that.
I'm talking about all color.
I don't know.
Eyes?
The time.
Like, no. Well, did your boys have, like, all both brown eyes or blue eyes or whatever?
I don't know what they have right now.
I'll tell you right now.
I only see them 6 days a month, you asshole.
Oh, wow.
Still enough to know what color their eyeballs are.
Well, I'll tell you right now. It's
through the
4
tears,
months.
It's hard to see.
It's 4 months is the 4 months is the biggest thing. Four? After when they hit 4 months and on, that's where you start seeing the personality. You start seeing their eyes just change a little bit. I think
is what you've seen with
your
child.
And I'm
because
I'm the
I've
closest
seen it
to it.
Been as late as 6 months or 9 months.
And I saw his eyes go like, oh, he's gonna be green. Oh, he's gonna be brown. Oh, he's gonna be black. And now what? He's in between. But 4 months is the, I swear to you, on
from
my
your
life,
experience.
Is from my experience is yeah. that is when everything changes. The personality comes out, the body changes, the eyes,
I don't
the
give
colors,
a shit about all that stuff. I just want to know about the hair and the eyes.
Well, I would say by 8 months, I knew what his eye color and
you
hair
went from
was.
4 months to 8 months.
But that's when it changes. I just told you. It went back. Did this and it went back to brown. It was in between, but by eight, after four, between
the
eight is when everything
changed?
Goes.
Ooh, really?
I thought he was green, then we thought it was brown, and then it went back in between.
I thought it was a cool thing. My sister had her eyes when she was born were violet, purple, all the way until she was like 6 or 7 months old.
That explains a lot.
What does that explain?
Freak.
Yeah, she's a freak.
No, so now I've been thinking about it.
She's a lovely freak.
I'm pretty
awesome.
Sure
she's
my
awesome.
Kids' eyes were my kids were born, you know, light brown hair ish, you know, like mine, and blue eyes, like mine, and they've never changed. I don't think they've ever changed.
Oh, really?
Eli's eyes changed.
They changed?
His were blue and now they're greenish.
So do you know what time or approximately?
No.
Was it
what time was that?
Two
at
months
what day?
Or 2 years?
Because it was probably in that four to six months
okay.
range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
maybe
that's what I was saying.
Maybe I'm not a bad dad. No. My kids just didn't change.
Well, when Harper was born, she was born with like dark brown hair, and her eyes were like gray blue, steel blue. And they're still that color, but slowly her hair is getting lighter and lighter. So it's not
red. You just want to know if it's going to be red or not.
I want to know if she's going to be a redhead.
Is she a fire crotch or not?
She's not going to be a redhead.
And I don't know, because like my hair, like everybody, oh yeah, you're a redhead, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not
really a redhead.
Stop saying you're a redhead, you're a fire crotch.
No, everyone else.
Fucking ginger. No, but her look and everything, her skin tone, her complexion, she's not.
That's another thing. When she was born, her skin tone was actually darker than it is now. It's lightening up.
Right, but it's still like, it's not olive.
No. I think she's going to be like a spitting image of me now. No. She's going to be like light skin, red hair. Trisha,
she has no rosacea.
Yeah, she's not a freckled freak like you.
What's rosacea mean? No, I haven't
redheads seen... Redheads are all... never mind.
What? What?
Yeah, they're like pink complexion you guys have.
Pink?
Fucking freaks, yeah.
Yeah.
Just light skin?
I see rosacea. Pink right now looking at you.
Yeah. You don't know what rosacea is?
No, I mean, I guess I've heard the term, but I never really knew what it meant. Yeah.
It's that pinky tone. I mean, some people get really bad with like... you know, big
I know what you're talking about.
That's like rosacea, but what I was just saying was like...
Oh, pink, like you get blotches pink, like red when like you get nervous. Oh.
No, they always have it. They always have it. Like it's like a red stripe.
If I like get embarrassed or like nervous, then my cheeks will probably get...
Yeah,
like,
that's because you have
red.
A light
and
skin
mad.
Tone. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen you get mad before.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Pissed. No, I don't know.
Overall, I do not see her being whatever you are.
No, she's a shilling, whatever.
Well, I don't care what you think is going to happen. I'm concerned about what is going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. If you want to know what's going to happen...
wait until it happens.
4 to 8 months is this big transition period that's so exciting.
So the number I threw out there on a whim is the number that's what it is. Okay.
But off topic, do you have a Hispanic mailman?
I do not believe so.
I was just curious.
You ever see a car leaving as you're coming in?
A lowrider, an S10, a baller ass S10.
You guys know something that
changes
I don't?
Purple to purple to exactly. Blue based off
ground
the sun.
Effects.
Yeah,
you
based
sons
off the sun.
Of bitches.
Ground effects, circa 1984.
Well, you know what? Your daughter is gorgeous. She's amazing. As long as she's not a firecrotch like
she's
you,
all right.
She will
this.
Get along in
she's
life.
She's a baby. I'm not
this.
Impressed.
I know this.
Not impressed. Best comment of the night.
But I'm curious to know what color her eyes will end up being, because they're like dead eyes. They're like, there's
like
no
black
color.
Black?
Right now. No, they're like maybe. They're not blue. They're not green. They're not any color. They're like gray.
Mine are kind of like that.
Technically on my license says I have green eyes, but I can have blue eyes sometimes.
What's Trisha?
And sometimes they're green. She's got super brown eyes.
So she's a mix between the both of you.
I don't know. I'm just curious to know what color eyes.
Maybe she's
have.
A vampire from the movie Underworld.
I hope so. And then I'm going to throw her on your face so you become one.
Yeah, well, and then she has endless bullets because they never run out of bullets in that movie.
What? Wow. I'm checking out for a minute.
Yeah. I don't know where your head is at, bro.
Nice. I love that movie.
Apparently.
Underworld, best movie ever.
Really?
I actually just read the other day that like rebooting the whole series into something else.
Oh, really?
Good. Now it's going to be a whole other
Lichens?
Series of Underworld movies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
better,
what I heard.
They better be.
I don't know. I did, it was just...
So that brings up something I wanted to ask. Hmm. Grandparents / movies for your three-year-old. My three-and-a-half and five-year-old...
Movies for your three-year-old.
Three-and-a-half and five-year-old have been watching the Spider-Man series and the Pirates of the Caribbean series at their grandmother's.
Like
Spider-Man the real movie?
Movies?
The real? Not
yeah.
like cartoons.
Or the Spider-Man.
Wow.
Yeah, is right? That,
not the anime off of Netflix.
No,
the
we watched that at home.
We watched that.
The one we grew up with.
Yeah.
We watched that, yeah.
And by the way, I started watching that with Lawson, even though he's one. Amazing.
Yeah, and that's borderline for me. That's borderline. I think
I agree with that.
When you're, but we watch it. We watch them all. They love Spider-Man.
When do you guys even let your kids start watching TV? Because we don't. We like, shun our daughters. She's 3 months old. We don't let her look at the TV.
That's a lie because I was just upstairs talking to your wife, and Harper was sucked
okay.
right into that thing, and it was drama reality show with sex and violence.
Well, the whole ideology is because
I thought it was porn.
When when the baby's that young, looking at the TV, it's too much stimulation. Stimulation, yes. Like hitting them, they can't.
And what happens to them?
I don't know.
Right, no, fuck off.
No. Hey, no. Jimmy, he has a good point because my
wife.
But
I do agree with what Jimmy just said. I kind of agree. I'm like, really? Does it really matter?
No. That was a big point to my wife when he was growing up in the first 6 months. Honey, he's sitting there staring at the TV. Stop him. And I'm like, why? And she's like, the stimulation, it's a proven fact. And you know what?
That's what I've been hearing.
I say proven fact, and I can't back it up more right. than that.
No, that's fine.
And then we would stop him. Guess what? We got the iPad mini. That sucker wants that thing every freaking minute
but
he can.
But your kid is over a year old. I'm talking like a three-month-old. Do you want a three-month-old staring at
the
television?
No, you
screen?
Do not.
Probably not.
I don't think it matters.
I think it's good for them. If anything, I
think
it's
good for them.
Yeah.
Really?
But why? Yeah. Why?
Because it's stimulating parts of their brain. Everything about stimulation for your brain is good. I've never heard anything about being overstimulated is bad.
Okay.
Now, when you're an adult, TV is not stimuli for you. It's not... You know, the right kind of stimuli for you. So,
it's something different.
You know, sitting your three-month-old in front of a TV and watching 6 hours of TV is not good for your kid. I don't have it, you know, whatever.
You ever seen the movie Batman Returns? They're just like, watching it.
What the hell are you talking about, bro?
Remember Jim Carrey? They
bail,
put that thing
bail,
in his head?
Bail. Eject.
Pull the ripcord.
Anyways, Jimmy, keep going.
I think there's a few things that I will get upset about. That I think that's total bullshit.
Really?
I think stimuli is good for your kids. My kid plays the Kindle, and I'll pull that away from him and be like, you know, and he'll ask every 30 minutes, can I play the Kindle? Can I play the Kindle? Can I play the Kindle? And I'll say, nope. And then I'll give him a time. You can play it 30 minutes after you've eaten dinner, and I'm happy with you. You know, stimuli is good for your kids. They're learning how to play games, problem solve, colors, numbers.
Why do they say this then?
Because they'll say anything. If you listen to NPR for more than 5 minutes, you'll hear three different opinions on the same thing. That you know this is wrong, but this guy says it's right.
I'm very interested.
Moderate.
I'm very interested in what they mean here because I mean it's a big deal.
When your wife comes to me and says this is a proven fact, I'll find five other people that say it's a proven non-fact.
And
because it's Google,
you're bringing it to a different level. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, I think
I've heard multiple people say this.
Yeah.
And to enough to where my wife enforced it. So, yeah, you're right. We should actually look into this. This is a great topic.
With 350 million people in America and 7 billion on the planet, you'll find somebody to prove any fact you want.
I agree with that. Bad or good.
So,
bad or good.
I'm intentional about my parenting, you know, but also laid back a little bit. And so I think about what I'm giving my kids, and I don't think about it too hard.
Well, you only have them 6 days a month.
And, exactly. And Jimmy, it comes down to this, too. Have them play a game on Kindle Fire or iPad, or have them play Kick the Can in the
World
streets.
Of Warcraft,
Kick the Can in the streets. Yeah. Which one is better for the child?
Well, where I live, people get shot every couple months. There's a shooting.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's not really an
option. You know what I'm saying?
Me,
kick the can in the street with a stick or go throw the ball around? Right. Because I never had that shit when I was growing up. My dad opened the door, shoved me outside, go play sports or go mess around. And then,
but we're talking about like little kids, not like 8, 9, 10 years.
No,
your dad didn't kick you out when you were 3 years
five.
Old.
I know, but
they go play outside, play kick the can.
But I'm saying,
booby.
Put them in the corner with Legos or have them in the Kindle.
I think
Fire.
They're all good. My kids do all of them. My kids have the Legos and Lincoln Logs and the Kindle and Spider-Man. And we, you know, we wake up, we eat breakfast, we watch Spider-Man, then we do Lincoln Logs, and then we do Kindle after lunch.
Do you think it's all overanalyzed?
Yeah, I mean,
I think so.
You agree with that, Nate?
Nate, what do you think about the whole TV thing?
Eli...
Sounds like you agree more with Jim.
Yeah. Eli said...
Because you're a bad parent and you just shove
horrible.
Your kid in front of the TV.
Now, I will say that he's three, we really try to watch... We won't watch crime dramas or anything like that with shooting or blood.
And I don't think we're talking about like what you're actually watching. Yeah. It's just the fact that you're watching TV.
Yeah.
When did Eli, when did he start noticing TV or... You kind of let them like, oh yeah, let's chill and watch some TV.
8, 9 months, he liked Mickey Mouse and all the
Sesame Street. This kid Sesame sucks Street. In; he'll watch it for an hour
kid
straight.
Kid stuff,
kid stuff.
So you weren't like against like, oh, you know,
no.
Well, 8, 9 months is different than a 3-month-old. I'm thinking like right now, like a 3-month-old.
That's what the study shows. It says.
Would you care if your 3-month-old was watching
TV? I can't back this up, Jimmy, so don't crucify me. But the study that my wife and even Trisha acknowledged up there not too long ago was when they are 3 to 6 months old, when you're just sitting there with them and they just chill on your lap and they're tuned in to the TV. So the study shows that is not good for them at that age. That's all okay. I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Fine, fine. But what I think is
lots
that
baby right now.
All that they can understand is light, color, and objects.
Yep.
So yeah, for if sure. you're flashing lights, colors, and objects, maybe that's bad for something. I don't know what.
That's I think that's what
fine,
they're going off.
Fine.
Of.
Well, I don't agree with that.
The rapid, like fine, if you're watching TV, it's like your eyes are like getting smashed by like a machine gun.
How is
what I'm
why?
Guessing.
Yeah, that's our culture. That's where we live
at the mall.
That doesn't mean it's good for a child.
Tell me why it's bad. I guess
Nate had a good point.
You're right. I don't.
Nate had a good point.
What's that?
How is sitting and watching TV any different than sitting at the mall and watching people go by? Yeah.
And watching the Ferris wheel. You know?
I'll tell you exactly what the difference is.
Zero.
There's a huge difference. It's the whole, you know, if you, I took like marketing and that kind of stuff and communications in college. You notice how like MTV and TV shows, there's like, it's like flashes. Things are like going really quickly. If you're at the mall, you're sitting there, you're watching people walking by. Yeah, it's cool. Maybe someone's yelling at each other down the street or around the corner. Okay, cool. Everything. It's like a nice flow of action. On TV, it's like blurbs and flashes and lots of change right in front of your face, like really quickly. It's almost like a strobe light. TV is basically a strobe light of information that we can comprehend. A three-month-old might not be able to can't comprehend.
I guess
something
it's more
like
scientific. It's more scientific than I'm willing to argue, but I don't think it's bad. It's just me.
I don't think it's bad myself.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want my 3-month-old, you know, sit in front of the TV for extended period of time just staring at it.
We watch a lot of TV.
But I don't think it's
like
a problem if she watches TV. Yeah. I mean, I'm watching TV and I'm feeding her.
We watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And we always have since, you know, even when I was married with my ex-wife and everything, we watch a lot of TV. We watch all kinds of TV. My kids are smart as fuck.
Yeah, they're not dead. They're not like serial killer.
They're smarter
kids
than I was at that age. I know for a fact.
That's also another thing you can bring up is that the, how do you call the
smarter than you are?
The intelligence
up, but
of kids.
That's
advancement.
The advancement.
I have an IQ of 140,
that.
So I'm pretty fucking smart.
That's essentially, that's a way wrong statement because at that age, how much did we know about life? And you're saying they're smarter.
It's IQ.
I know, but. Man.
What they can understand, my mom tells me that she can't believe how much they can understand, comprehend interpersonal relationships, how they can not manipulate, but how they can navigate interpersonal relationships and things that they can understand about the world is 10 times what I could.
Because of the internet.
That's what
technology.
I think it's because of the TV and the flashy colors and
not
the Kindle.
Not directly related to them because you have grown to know the internet and technology, and you can relate that to your children just way better than your parents could take that and relate it to you when you were a little kid.
Right.
So we're in trouble.
It's crazy.
What do you mean?
No, I don't think we're in trouble at all.
Yeah, because these kids are growing up and learning so much faster that we're going to be out of jobs by the time we're 40, and these kids are going to be like,
fuck that,
16
be
years old making $100,000 a year.
My daughter might invent a robot that'll put me out of work, you know, before I'm 55. I have no idea.
Not me. I'll be the asshole fixing those robots.
Your daughter created robots.
Help desk. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That put you out of business.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You guys are all fucked, but I'm a help desk.
I mean, you're not your daughter specifically, because she's going to be a prostitute, but, you know. Our kids maybe might fit that.
That was harsh, Jimmy.
Oh, number two best comment of the night. Jimmy's
thank
winning
you,
tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just keep a tally on the wall behind
No, I'm
going to
write it down. Your daughter's going to win. She's a prostitute. By the way, she's 3 months old.
She'll be good. She'll be really good at what she does.
God dang. Are you fucking kidding me? She'll be good at what she does.
She'll probably be one of the
best.
Do you think, I can't ask that question. It's sad to know that there's some people out there that have children, like the same age as me, as you, as Nate, as Mark, that really don't give a shit as much as we do about our kids.
Okay, did
like,
you?
I can't wait for my kid to grow up and like to teach her these things and have her like be. I want her to be like, you know, everybody says, oh, my kid's the smartest out of anyone. You know, my kid's the coolest. My kid's the cutest.
Yeah,
we were just talking about that. Isn't it so sad? Like for these, there's children out there that have dads and moms, whether they're together or not, that do not have that ambition for them at all.
Did
How
you,
sad is that?
Did you guys see the local news? The three kids that just died.
No.
There was four kids
no.
in an apartment building. There was two twins. I'll just make it up. There was two twins that was three. There was a two-year-old and a one-year-old, like a really like a baby, baby, baby.
Okay.
And they showed a picture of all these kids. And all but the baby died in an apartment fire, and there were no adults in that apartment.
How wow. the baby survive?
It just happened like 2 days ago. I don't know the story.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I saw this.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
how do you walk away from toddlers? Like,
and
you know,
she had a problem, and she actually got called on one time before, too, because
yeah,
she left her baby in there for an hour by herself.
But
hey, real quick thing, back going on to the TV thing.
Yeah.
My wife just texted me. She says 30% more likely to have attention problems from watching TV when baby or
Well,
toddler.
They're my kids, so that's fine.
I'm just saying
predisposed.
Some statistic
dyslexia.
That she says that is supposedly proven, but we're so old. Yeah, we'll see.
No, I mean, there's too many
30% chance.
There's too many physical and mental and emotional problems that you can have. There's too much stimuli. This world is too complicated, and there's too many fucking doctors to manage all the fears and the maybes and the percentages. That I mean, people might call me a laid back dad because I don't give a fuck about any of that. I'm going to love the shit out of my kids. I'm going to protect them from the dark things and the bad things. When they're of age, I'll let them know in a safe way the dark things and the bad things and how to protect themselves. And I think that's the best you can do. I think literally there's nothing more you can do than that to the best of your ability. Those three, four.
Are you saying right now, well, you know what? Your kids are sold. It doesn't matter anymore. But if you happen to have another child in the future, you're not worried about the stimulation of iPad, Kindle, and TV at an early age?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, are you going to try to mold every facet of your kid? You know how much anxiety you're going to have? How fucking nuts? You're going to be an alcoholic in 5 years. Yeah. If you try to manage every facet of your kid's personality in the 30%, in the 20%.
I remember when I was growing up, Saturday morning cartoons.
Yep.
My mom was like, okay, too much. And it was like, because I would wake up at 8:30 and watch Spider-Man. You remember, like, Power Rangers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And my mom was like, okay, stop. Okay, you're done. And then she'd make me go outside or do chores.
Yep.
What are your concerns, Nate? You have none, do you?
I don't. I mean, I think if you can overanalyze it too much, mm-hmm. and you're going to drive yourself crazy. It's not worth it.
Nothing we can do.
Nothing.
Oprah says, this cup's going to give me cancer because I can taste it. I smell this cup, and I can taste this cup when I drink it.
Yeah, exactly.
Talc powder. I just found out talc. I put baby powder in my balls every morning. I just found out that talc powder is carcinogenic. I don't know how much. I don't know how much I have to put on my balls before I get ball cancer. Yeah, right? You got to.
60 years worth.
Right.
Probably.
So, yeah, I mean, there's, like I said, too many doctors, too many disorders, too many everything to sit there and manage. Like, it's enough to just worry about how do I manage my emotions so that I love the shit out of my kids and I don't pass on my anxieties and pass on my worries and I don't have enough money for this and work is that and my relationship with my wife, my ex-wife, my girlfriend, all that great stuff. Like, there's enough to worry about with those couple of things to not fuck your kids up, right?
Right. No, 100% agree.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Worry about the 30% and the whatever, because whatever 30% you know about, there's 100 other ones that you don't know about. They're gonna killing your kid. Or
but that was something that was a concern to us.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving you.
Was it a new study that we learned about, or my wife and I learned about, and it was like, oh yeah, you're right. Maybe we should do that. But guess what? Even if we abided by that study, still safer than sorry. You know, we're still safe.
But you know what I'm saying? I think the anxiety.
And you know what? We're the beginning of that. I believe. It's not like it's 10 years later and this technology world is proven. We're the beginning of it.
Right.
I don't know.
But
we'll see.
You understand what I'm saying? The anxieties about those things.
Of that study.
Of this study. Somebody came up with a hypothesis, and so now they're following it out, is what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know what hypothesis or not, or proven fact. Well, you know what? No. I can't say proven fact because I still am going to say that we're the beginning of it.
Okay.
I guess we'll
I don't know. Yeah.
But you know, isn't that kind of to call a scientist too and say, hey, can you just test the attention span of my child because
he
didn't watch TV compared to Nate's children that did watch TV? You know, I don't know how that's going to happen, but you're right. I kind of feel like it's far-fetched.
But do you understand what I'm saying about the anxieties? I think the anxieties that you have about those things and how you say, and I'm going to pick on you, but this is not necessarily one of those things. I say this word, my wife says this word. So are you the anxiety that you have about that stuff, maybe it's easy for you, and there's but the anxiety and the time and effort that you put into thinking about those things and stressing about those things, that your kid gets that shit. He gets that energy, if you want to be new agey, whatever. And that's getting passed on to your kid. And that's not a 30% chance. It's a 100% chance. He's getting that anxiety. He's getting those things passed on to him. Whereas if I'm like, I just love you. I love the shit out of you.
Okay.
You're going to get cancer and die at 45, maybe.
Hey, you know, Jim. The amount of, we'll transfer the word anxiety to energy and commitment. It was a couple times when we were sitting on the couch and watching TV, and I caught my son at 4, 6, 8 months like this, straight-eyed watching, or even the later of it at 8 to 10 months when he's sitting on the ground because he can sit now and crawl, and all of a sudden we're watching, you know, whatever, Sex and the City or Rules of Engagement or, you know, Judge Judy, God knows.
The League.
And I turn around and I look and I see him, you know, sitting there going like this, his air, you know, head up in the air looking. I didn't run to him and grab him and
that's not what I'm
blah,
saying.
Blah.
That's not what I'm saying.
But it was a conscious thing in our head was as often we're sitting there and he's watching this shit and it's like an hour. I'm like, you know what? Because that's out and it's not proven and we don't know yet because we're early in this technology world.
We're early in this technology world.
That's fine. I'm talking about
a different
philosophy.
That's a very good point. I mean, like, it's an early study. So we were just conscious about it. That's all I can say. We were conscious about it.
Yep. I can.
Do you agree with that, Nate?
Yeah, I can see.
I'm just picking on you. I'm picking on you, like, with a little bit of hyperbole.
Oh, I know. And I love it.
If you're specific. But, you know, the real thing is, I'll switch gears a little bit. The things that you remember about your parents, you know, about your upbringing. You know what I remember? I remember my dad taking me to Cleveland and we saw the USS whatever on the right there, Rockefeller.
Some air
Carolina, yeah. Maybe, or yeah. Something like that.
South Carolina?
Yeah, Carolina. Yeah. South Carolina, yeah, whatever. I remember, and I was like, at that point, I was like 13. I was a little bit older, but, you know, I remember things like that. My dad taking me Young's Jersey Dairy, where we go to the dairy farm and get ice cream and feed the goats and all this bullshit. You know, those are the things you remember, you know? Those are the things that affect who you are as a person. So I can only be so responsible for my kids' mental and physical health. But their emotional health, I can be 100% accountable for. Because, you know, that's what I'm managing on a day-to-day that I'm aware of. That it's not a study. It's a whatever. I can just love the shit out of my kid. I can discipline them and train them up. And those are the things that I focus on versus studies and medical.
Yeah, I've seen that with friends of my kids, you know. The parents are high strung, so the kids are
high strung. Yeah,
and it's just not.
They mock how the parents act.
Mimic.
I've experienced that actually recently, because when I play with Lawson, like we'll do the chase around the house, and I'll like chase him, like, and I'll come up to him like, well, ah! You know, like I'll scream behind him and grab him, you know, and then I'll see a little bit later he'll run by himself and he'll just start screaming. I'm like, oh, he's screaming because I screamed. Yeah. You know, it's really, and I want to be like the guy who plays with him. Like, let's go play. And I want to be crazy and scream and roll around. And we got this thing now, like after bath time, he comes and he runs on, as he's running at me, he goes, ah, and he'll run on top of me. And I love it.
Yeah.
But the whole time, I'm not kidding you, the whole time he's doing that, I'm loving it. But the whole time I'm thinking, is he going to be the kid in preschool that can't shut the hell up in the teacher comes up to me and goes,
your kid is house spawn. He's spawn.
He's going to the special school. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
I want to be the dad that is a ton of fun and we can run around and wrestle and scream, but I'm so worried about, like, is he going to be the kid that's too loud? Because, well, I'm personally loud.
And that'll come as he gets older, you'll be able to say, hey, okay, now it's time to settle your body down, relax, and
you do that by spanking him, right? And tell him to settle down. By
you don't. I'm surprised you didn't say closed fist.
I'm just trolling here.
You don't have to spank him, you know, for that. It's just, hey, let's settle your body. Now it's time to settle down.
Yeah.
There's play time and there's roughhouse time, and Eli knows when that is.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice that, like, when you give your kids a bath, they like are like relaxed after that, and like they're always good after a bath?
No, my kid is.
You don't.
My
notice
kid is
that?
Batshit crazy when he takes a bath.
Really?
What do you mean batshit crazy?
Just screams. He does not like to
really?
Take a bath.
Really?
Oh, my like son looks bath. Forward. He looks forward yeah. to it every night.
Oh, it's a phase. I know it's a phase.
But, oh, yeah. He used to like it.
Used to love it. Used
like
to
get in there,
and
play
time.
The toys.
Yeah,
and
oh yeah, yeah.
You just sit. I just sit on the toilet, closed toilet, and just sit there. And
thanks
I,
for clarifying.
Yeah,
Mark's taking.
You know, like I got the iPad out, and I used to play like, and I'm obsessed with Drumline, so I'll play Drumline songs with him. And
yep.
Not anymore.
Nope.
What is it now?
Just
I want detailed.
Dunk him, basically. Get soapy water and dunk him and get him out. And
put him in about 3 inches of water. Sometimes he needs to have the stool. We have a little stool that he stands on for other stuff, but sometimes he sits on that. And it's literally we dump water over his head while he's screaming. And
oh,
I mean, we try to.
He does not like a bath.
We try to tell Eli, look up, close your eyes, you know, but he doesn't want to do it. I don't know if it's the water over his ears or what it is, but just. The whole time, screaming bloody murder through the whole bath.
That sucks.
My oldest did that from, I mean, it was kind of like a, you know, a scale of change and everything. But he did that from probably 2 to 4, where he hid the water over his face, and he still doesn't like it.
Did he used to? Like it?
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember, you know, when they're baby.
I knew Lawson liked
it. It was for a long time that. Okay. You know, all of a sudden, yeah, he used to like it. It wasn't a problem. And then
What years old?
I don't know. 2-ish, probably. He decided that he didn't like the water over his head.
Yep.
He would literally shiver and go like that. Sorry for you guys, you can't see that.
Do
he
it again.
Shivering.
Do that again and I'll do the vocals.
Yes. That. He physically did that with his face. Anyway, so I just kept doing it, and I was just forceful. I said, put your head back here. Look up, you know, kind of thing. Because he was trying to look down.
No, hey, Jimmy, quick note. Lawson does that.
Yeah.
And for someone he doesn't care, and he'll go like this.
Yeah.
But he'll look at me like, yep. Thanks, Dad. I'm like, yep. How was that?
At that
thanks.
Age, that's what they do.
How was that good?
Yep. No, that's, maybe it won't change, but my kids did that at a year and 2 months or whatever. But anyway, I mean, you know, he still is a little scared. He's like, and I just try and say, hey, you didn't get any water in your eyes that time. He's like, no, I didn't. Like,
so cute.
Yeah, you did what I told you that time. He's like, yeah, I know. You know, like, yeah. But he still doesn't trust me the next time.
Right.
But it's slowly getting instilled, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's, I don't care anymore.
What I like about the
bath. I don't care. I'm just, I pour water. And
I did
to the point where he's going.
Are you waterboarding your son?
I yes, did that.
No,
for
I don't care,
too.
Dude. It's he gets his playtime and it's time to go wash his hair. I'm like, I got you got the cup. Yep. Everybody's got the cup. Everybody's been through it. Over and he's and he looks at me like doesn't care that I just almost drowned him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, don't care. It's go time. Wash your hair because we got to get going.
We went as far as they make cups with the rubber
yes.
ring around.
My wife almost got one of those, and I said no, it's pointless.
It actually worked really well.
I was going to say, I didn't know that existed. I would have gotten that.
We got one.
Because that's what I do with my hand. I put my hand
like this?
Yeah, I cup their little cranium.
Yep.
And I go like that, and it washes. And I try to push it back, but the whole time they're like trying to go forward because they don't trust me. But, yeah. But, you know, I only get a, you know, I got them on the weekend, so we get Saturday is bath night. We do that every weekend. But the best part
they
is.
They get baths
so
once
you
a week?
Bathe your kids once a month.
I wonder how many times my ex-wife. I'm wondering.
You know how many times you bathe them.
Yeah, every
Saturday.
But
you don't know how many times she bathes
I'm
them.
I'm pretty curious about that. But
really?
Anyway, my oldest, you know, he won't let me leave the bathroom. Sometimes I do because I just don't want to sit there. I'm annoyed with him or whatever. But, you know, he's like, Daddy, sit and watch us. That's
what,
the shit
you
that
let him drowned or something?
No, I can see them from the couch when I'm watching Cops or whatever. But
You know, watching cops. Kids, bathe yourselves. I know you're 4 years old.
No, I get really soapy water. Perfect temperature. There's two of them. But, you know, my youngest, he washes down the shower every time. He takes my washcloth.
And, I don't care about that. What are they doing when they're in the bathtub?
Oh, I can hear them. If they start drowning, one will tell me about the other. They can both talk. Dumbass.
So you let them bathe each other?
No, they don't bathe each other. They'll tell me. They watch each other for drowning. You know, if one's drowning, they won't tell me.
Hey.
Well, if one messes up, you're screwed.
What if they're both drowning? Well, then I'll hear it.
Oh, you'll hear nothing. Yeah.
No, I'm very paranoid about that. I don't like doing that. But anyway, I was trying to convey a very deep sentiment about my son wanting me to sit there and watch them bathe. He's like, Dad, just sit here and watch us. I'm like, okay. He doesn't want me to play with him. He just wants me to be there watching him and be close to him. And that's just,
well, security. That's
why you get your tablet and you just chill and play some Temple Run or Bejeweled or something like that.
I watch him. But
Dice with Friends.
I don't even know that one. But.
Dice with Friends? Oh, that shit's good.
Hey, I texted my wife. I go, hey, you watching? She goes, a little too debate-like for me.
Debate-like?
A little too debate-like. Yeah.
So what do you else to talk about then?
Yeah, well, it happens.
By the way, Sarah says the Ustream isn't working or the chat isn't working, something.
Oh, the chat's probably, no, I don't do anything with the chat. Oh,
okay. Well, we see you, Sarah. We
love
you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Do you want to say hi to Sarah? Say what you said earlier? Or?
Now that I know my wife is watching.
Oh, no, you don't want to say that?
Hi, Sarah.
Okay.
No, hi, Bonnie.
Sorry, I did not mean to call you out how you want to have a threesome.
Great. I'm not. No, I did not say that. Well,
not in so many words. You just said that you want to see my girlfriend's boobs.
Do
in
not
of your wife.
Say that. I've already seen them. You can see them every time I go out that.
How have we not got? See, that's, we need to go out with Bonnie and Sarah.
How did we get
that?
This
would be
topic.
Awkward. Wow. It'd probably be awesome. Yeah, hopefully
this podcast is called Expecting Dads.
We're talking about
actually. We've never talked about this before, but Sarah and Bonnie are very alike.
Are they?
I know they are because when you and I go out and Sarah's with us, you know,
yeah,
she acts and reacts the same way Bonnie would. You guys are retards.
Let's do it. Let's go downtown. We'll take them out to a nice dinner. Get shit-faced.
Because you know what? They would leave us. Not like leave us for good, but they would go on their own and be like, we don't even want to hang out with these guys.
That doesn't sound like a bad night, buddy.
It sounds like amazing.
Yeah.
And my wife just said big trouble.
So here's a question. If you guys had to guess what, like, total estimation, guesstimation, what your kids' professions would be when they grow up, what would you say?
Ooh, you know, I've thought about this recently.
Obviously, we'll start with Mark.
Oh, I've really thought about this recently.
What do you think what do you think Lawson's going to do when he grows up?
I have no idea, but I've thought.
We'll skip you then.
Roofer. No, he's going to be a roofer.
Okay, am I supposed to, do I have to answer like on the cuff?
No,
like
just
go?
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? If you had to guess something. Obviously, it's an actor.
Okay. Okay. Dude, this is extremely hard to answer. Here go.
I'd say he'd be a musician. Bangs the shit out of stuff. Everything's a drum.
It's funny you say that.
That was a good word.
Okay, Jimmy.
So, well, I'm just going to think this out logically, you know, with you guys, so I don't have to be on the spot like movie. But Jack is beautiful. Jack Jackson.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, dang, nice job.
James Morrison? No? Somebody? Anyway.
You're beautiful. What song is that? Damn. Anyways.
He's amazingly good looking. He's got that effeminate look, but masculine, right? Like beautiful eyes and all. He's got this great thing going on, and I can tell he's going to carry that through. So he's going to be Jordan Nordyke when he's an adult.
Yeah.
And
so what's that mean?
Do whatever the fuck he wants. You know, be successful and rich at sales and banging girls at O'Toole's and whatever. But Austin is definitely going to be. Entrepreneurial, you know, something. He's going to be an ambitious dude. Maybe he's a lawyer or a doctor or a businessman or whatever. But Jack's going to be the more, you know, laid back, free flowing, free love type of guy. Mm-hmm. And Austin's going to be the successful dude.
See,
getting shit
it's
done.
It's easy for them to answer that.
Well, because we're good dads.
There's three.
We have more experience with our kids.
Well, that and their kids are a little bit older.
Three or
than
four. It's hard for me to answer that.
Yeah.
I look at Lawson, I'm like, well, I don't care what he does. He's going to make a lot of money and just you know, he's going to give it to me.
He's going to be poor and in debt and maybe a gigolo possibly or, you know, do body work.
You know what I would love to ask right now? I'd love to ask Malat's dad, your dad, all of our dad, all of our dads. Like,
I'm not letting you near my dad.
What?
I'm not letting you near my dad. He's batshit crazy.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He needs to be on here then. I would love it. Hey, what did you think? And they're going to say something. Oh, no, it might be awkward when they answer.
No, my dad.
Your dad. He's badass.
There's a couple times we lined him up to be on a podcast and it didn't work out. He lives 3,000 miles away, but
we've practically had a podcast with him at CSI. Yeah,
we almost did exactly. But
when you get him going, it's a good time.
Yeah. If you know a lot about religion, then you will fit along.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. I think
your dad and my dad would get along quite well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Malat's dad is very knowledgeable.
My dad's a Jesus freak.
Well, yeah, and I wouldn't go that far to say he's a Jesus freak.
I'm using the term liberally.
He went to theology school. And he knows about everything.
Yeah.
He's a salesman for a medical company, and he's cool as hell.
But you ask him about certain things, man, like Jesus Christ died on the cross, and you throw any kind of question at him, he's got a really good answer.
Yeah, he's very smart.
My dad's not so theological. He's, you know, relatively spiritual, but my dad went to Cornell, grew up on a dairy farm. He was going to be a vet. Then he went in the Air Force. He was a B-52 navigator, and then he became a computer programmer. Then he did real estate. Then he was a truck driver. He went back to real estate, back
That's
to truck
a lot
driving,
of shit, man.
And now he's a computer. Yeah, right.
No, what is he doing now?
Fucked up.
He's a computer programmer now. You know, making good money, just doing what he does. But that dude, I see where I get my restlessness from. You know, I want to change jobs and do new things. Like,
now,
how do you go from, you know, a veterinary science degree from Cornell University to truck driver? Yeah, it was 25 years, but still, heroin.
Could be.
No, nah, it was Jesus.
Now, do you guys ever think of, like, how's my child going to see me when they're my age? Or even, like, you know, 20 or 21 or 15?
Like, I'll tell you right now.
What are they going to see me as? Like the?
If
like,
I was your child, I would see you doing this stuff. Badass. Because guess what? None of our dads did a podcast when they were 30 years old. Yeah, my dad was in an office cubicle doing marketing for a furniture company and liked to play basketball. My dad didn't go. He's got 40 fucking screens on his desk right here with the best technology ever and a pop.
So are you saying like this is your cool? This is what you. So
well,
you
I'm just saying. That's a totally different world.
As a child. The child will think that it's something cool.
Yeah.
You know.
That blows my mind. Like, we want to know what our kids will think when they're 20 to 30 years old of what our dads did. Well, when I was 20 or 30 years old, I'm 30 now, but 20 years old, my dad worked a 9-to-5 with a furniture company it's an amazing furniture company, but that's what he did. He was in marketing.
Yeah.
That's all it was. My dad wasn't like, had his own podcast, had his own studio, had his own freaking cool-ass computer system, had 10 of his best friends that he hung out with once a week, and with, like, his best buds, and then his buds, his friends, are my friends. We got something really going on here, dude.
It's going to be interesting
We've
to see what happens in
15
years. We've
got a huge future here of a great group of guys with a very verse thing of, like, hey, you know, I don't know what I want to do. Hey, you know what? Guess what? Go see Matt at his automotive thing. You know what? Go hang out with Uncle Ben in the farm and see if you like that. Go hang out with Jimmy Malat at the computer thing. You like that? Oh, by the way, hey, Dad, what are we doing this Saturday? We're meeting up with a gang. What do you mean the gang? All of my best friends and their kids.
We have to find a bigger boat.
For sure. You guys, we got something really huge going on here. A big family.
Absolutely. That's a different train of thought than I was thinking. But that's great. That's awesome.
We really do.
What I was thinking was just, you know, I think you can probably.
I forgot what the question was now.
It was about how your kids will see you.
Okay, there we go.
I was going to break it down maybe into an existential kind of debate. You know, I think there's two ways that parents view their kids. And this is really crude, but
are we talking about how kids view their parents, though?
Yeah.
At what age?
You know, adults, adult kids, so 16 and up. 16 okay. and up. Okay.
16 and
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah, adult well, kids.
You know what? You know what? Times have changed. Let's do 12 and up.
Okay, whatever. I don't really give a shit.
I know. You know what I'm saying, though.
You either love and respect your parents or you don't, right? And maybe there's a subset where you love and respect your kid, your parents, but you don't really want to hang out with them. So, you know, what I want to be is I want to be a parent that is loved and respected by his kids, and that once in a while they want to go on a hunting trip or go to the races or see a football game with their dad. You know, yeah. like that. You know, because now after I fucked up my whole life and I'm working on 30 years old,
half your life, Jimmy.
And two kids. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, to this point, most of my life. But yeah, you know, my parents live in outside Baltimore in Annapolis, Maryland. And, you know, I just want to, once a year, a couple times a year, be able to, go out and shoot skeet with my dad or go to a football game or whatever. And I can't do that. So I have, a different appreciation than some of you guys that, have your parents local and family. I don't have any family, so... That's what I think. You know, I want to be a dad where, guys, my boys will be 20 and in college and, obviously not every weekend, but they'll be like, hey, we got tickets to this football game, this hockey game, whatever. You want to go? That's to me,
Jimmy,
that is
the
once
most
a year,
important,
once in 10 years.
Most important thing I've talked to my wife about. I said, listen, I don't care what it takes. If my son turns 21 and his deal is he likes to tailgate, or he likes to do this mission trip, I don't care what it is. I want to be at that point where my son goes, hey, Dad, Western's playing Central this weekend. You want to come down? Yeah. You and our mom are coming down. We'll be there. I'll be at the tailgating place early so I get a spot. I got the 24-pack. You come in. I got the quarters game. I've got the beanbag game all set up. I want to be that dad.
And some half-naked freshmen, right?
Guess what?
Girls.
One of my good friends in college, his dad was like that.
Yeah.
It was like Saturday morning we
woke
up.
And it was cool. It wasn't weird or like he was a bad dad.
No.
And
Saturday morning I woke up and it was like, hey, Brian, what are we doing? He's like, my dad and parents just got in town. We're going to go to this restaurant. They bought us some food and then we go do this. And it was like, he's like, and he bought a 24-pack, and then we went, and then we got out of it, and the parents came over back to our college dorms and stuff, and we hung out.
Yeah,
I want to be the dad that's like, my son goes, hey, football game this weekend, you down? I'm right. Hell yes.
I think every dad wants to do that, though. I mean,
but how do you get to that point with discipline and respect?
But I think we've
it's an
totally
equation.
Gone away from the question at hand.
How do your kids view you? I think that's completely relevant, but
no. Now we're getting to okay, your college mode and blah blah blah.
Well, no,
blah.
that's just an example.
Just an example of how your kids view you,
dude. It might be
a long-ass example.
For all I know,
it's pretty poignant.
All I know is it might be, hey, Dad, I got this freaking killer chess tournament this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just want him to invite me and include me into it.
Yeah.
Granted, I'll be drinking beer the whole time, no matter where it is.
Yeah.
But. It's me, him being a part of that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Dad, yeah. Hey, by the way, I got this soccer tournament or whatever, football or whatever. I could give two shits.
Well, I'll say this, and hopefully Nate, Malat, you guys can weigh in, but all that for me stems from regret of how I didn't treat my dad.
I think.
Whoa! What? Explain.
No, I think every dad feels like that.
I
think every dad feels like.
Were you mad at your dad?
No. Well, I told you I had kind of a fucked up. I didn't have like a. You guys, most of you guys, anyway, had a point A to be high school. We'll say, and you did the suburban or whatever thing, and you went. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe Malat's a little different, but you guys went through A B C D E F G, and you had kind of an American growing up. I didn't. When I was 17, I was dropped off at Mel Trotter's. And when I was 12, I was being homeschooled and working on a cattle ranch. And I did all kinds of crazy fucked up shit in my life. So things are different for me, but I didn't appreciate my dad at those moments. And then, like I said, now he's kind of gone. He's not available. I get to see him a couple times a year and he's great and all that stuff. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Growing up, my dad sold trailers, so in the summertime I traveled with him to 8-10 different states the whole time through the summer, set up trailers with them.
So you had a good relationship.
Was it awesome or was
it just... No, it was awesome. Yeah. And then we had a falling out.
What age?
Freshman in high school. And he's still around. We still have a good relationship. But yeah, I can see what you're... What
things
you're
got saying. Weird after that. Yeah, and it was, yeah.
And it still is kind of weird, but...
And I think that's like what I'm talking about. Like I said, things were weird for me, but I think that's how it goes for all... We hit 15 or whatever, and it's kind of like, you know, fuck you, mom and dad, and I'm going to go do my own thing. So I, you know, that's how I want to be seen, like we said about being, you know, how we want to be seen, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to end up that way.
I just want it to be this. I want... all the way through, and granted, it never happens this way, nor will it. Maybe it will. I want it to be, I'm his bud. I'm his guy, and I want to create boundaries in the beginning. I want to create respect and discipline in the beginning, and then from there on, I want to be like, hey, you know what I expect. You know what's right. I'm your best friend. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, Dad, you should come here. Dad, I want to be his best friend all the way through. And I've seen that, and I think that's possible. I know that's possible because I've seen it, and that is my goal.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate, back to your story. Were your parents divorced when we were in high school?
Yeah, they divorced my freshman year.
Your freshman year. Okay, yeah. My parents divorced my
sophomore.
It might have been sophomore or junior year. So I kind of get like more of what
you're
saying.
Is that what you mean you're falling out was that year?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. This exact same thing happened.
Your dad
me.
Focused his energy on something else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Divorce.
Yeah. It was like years that I, you know, didn't talk to my dad or do anything like that. But and that's not like. And I think to myself, like, man, I gotta make the situation I went through totally not what my daughter and possibly other. Children, you know,
mm-hmm. Right.
For you, your son, you want to do the opposite of that.
Yeah. Well, I don't worry about that as much because I'm gonna say that I'm not gonna make the same mistakes my
mm-hmm.
father.
It's exactly what we
yeah
would like to do. Like your parents were they together? Jim?
Yeah, they're still together. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And Mark's parents are still together. So for coming from quote-unquote broken family where your parents do get divorced, especially in the high school years, I mean that's like legit, that's like
I couldn't imagine that would
that's tough.
Yeah,
I mean it's one thing when you're like little kids and parents get divorced,
you'd be like at elementary 15 school, you'd be aware of everything,
but between like
the
I want to say like
the
13,
relationships the
13
other
to 19 years old, if your parents get divorced in that area, that's like legit. Like you could really break your child at that point.
You'd be aware of everything, but not mature enough to handle everything. I would think mature enough to really handle everything.
It's tough. Right.
when he gets that older, he likes to help me. He likes to be dad's helper. So I can see him going on a gig or something and wanting to learn audio. And he loves schlepping cables when I go to Fairhaven and set up at church. You know, I can hand him a cable, tell him where to put it. He might not plug it in, but he's there, he's involved, and I can see him wanting to do more of that stuff.
Fair.
Now, do you think like you're because you like something and your child is kind of doing something you like, exactly what you just said? Do you anticipate him liking that all the way through? But he's so young. Yeah. I guess you can't really say that because. When a kid's young, he kind of tries all day. Like, he plays soccer, he plays t-ball, he plays karate, or whatever. He helps
set up
stuff. Or you know.
He likes music. You know, he has.
That's a big thing, I think.
Yeah, so
liking music
as
a little child.
I can see him being around music. Maybe, you know, I sang all through up to college, and then it was more fun and way more profitable to work on sound equipment than sing. So
were you in choir in high school?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
I always wish I would have been in choir. I really do.
You're
I
a band
always
geek.
Wish.
Get out of here, band geek.
Sorry, I was section leader of a state championship band.
Yeah, where'd they get you today?
Yeah, what's that mean today in the real world?
totally.
Tell me you've got a 12-inch dick, and I'll be impressed. Tell me you were a band leader 12 years ago. That doesn't really do a lot.
Anyways.
Sorry, Bonnie.
No. Nate, no, no. Nate,
I still love you, Mark.
Nate, keep going, though.
I stared the shit out of that microphone.
You did. So you would like to think, or you think that your son is kind of like following in your footsteps a little bit?
Yeah, I mean,
Is he at the point where, you know, you could see him following your footsteps? It might not happen, but...
Right, but I could see it because you put a kid in the same environment for that long, and he likes it, or he shows interest in it, there's always the chance that, yeah, he might... That's how a guy I work with at Pro Audio, his son grew up schlepping cables for him, working for in the business, and mm-hmm. you know that's what he grew up on, and that's he still does it now.
So for my daughter, even though she's only 3 months old, I have obviously any dad has big visions for their child, and I am a rock and roll guy. You know, internet guy, podcast guy. I really think and I hope that my daughter will be in the... I don't want to say that she's not going to be, like, academically inclined. I think she'll be more into the arts type of thing just because of how I am. And my wife is also kind of... She's artsy. My wife is so crafty with all these kind of things. I think my daughter's really going to go into that, you know.
Selling her body for money.
No, not that. But the more alternative route than a typical get a job, you know. And I'm thinking way far, way in the future, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I can see that. You know, that's what they grew up, that's what they know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, but what happens if they don't? What happens if she...
Oh, and then I will not care. If she turns out to be like a girl that loves to read books and study and like be like a biology major and be a doctor, awesome. That's freaking awesome as hell. I'm going to push her to the limit as much as I can for her to do that, if that's what she chooses to do, you know.
That's what I was going to say earlier, Malat. It was like, we can try to get them in our interests. We can try to get them what we like. We can show them the way. But guess what? I might show my son and say, hey, check out basketball. Check out this 3-on-3 tournament at Ellendale Christian High School. We get paid $100. You want to get a couple guys together, and they do that. And then 5 years later, he's playing hockey. Or guess what? He's in his room all day Saturday drawing.
And he's going to be like a comic book illustrator.
And you know what? Guess what? We don't know. But going back to what Jimmy said, I don't care what he does, dude. Yeah. I just want to be a part of it. I'll support him in anything he does. Back in the day when we were first growing up, it was a little bit different. And don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
If you were drawing in a room, guess what? You were a little off. And I remember,
for sure. No, I agree.
I remember a couple people, and I'm not going to say
totally
names,
agree.
But I remember a couple guys that were like that, and they were freaking geniuses, dude. Yeah. They drew something, and I'm surprised they're not making $1 million these years.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're very fortunate for our children in the future, because guess what? All of that has opened up because of the world. And
walls are
the
broken
emo out. And the drawing and anything that was considered nerdy.
The emo in the drawing.
Wow. No, I'm just saying. I know what I'm saying. Anything that was considered different when we were in high school
or weird is
different. And then on top of
and
that.
And those are the people that make freaking money.
And on top of that, sports has still stayed the same. So it's all I see is an even line. And I am so excited. Yeah. I could care less what he does. I'm excited to see what my son is going to be doing. And guess what? I'm full-fledged part of it, and will do everything I can to be knowledgeable in that and be a part of it.
Well, just think of this. Just think of this. When you said, like, the sports, you know, like, the chances of our child or our children becoming a professional athlete are a quarter of a percent.
I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about high school.
I know. Listen to me. The chances of any of our children becoming a crazy, like a pro athlete is so small. The chances of them becoming like some sort of
artist,
any kind the is pinnacle like of the whatever. 1,000 times greater because of the age we live in today.
Good point.
Accessibility.
All these things, it's so much easier. And there's like back in the day, not even before we were kids, like that creativity stuff, that wasn't like a big push.
Yeah, you could was frowned get, upon almost. You were different if you.
Yeah, exactly.
But guess what?
Exactly.
Those people are millionaires right now.
Yep. Exactly. There's a better chance that our children could be this crazy, an artist of some kind.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's going to happen.
You couldn't change careers 40 years ago. You couldn't change careers. You know, I just changed careers. And it took me 2 years of school. Now I've been doing it for a year and everything. But, you know, I was working in construction and paint and stuff. Now I do – my dad's a computer programmer. I work on computers. So it's different. But now I do the similar field of what my dad does. I have a brother who's a foster brother. He, you know, does what his dad did. He went in the Army, and now my brother's a cop. He does what his biological dad – you know, he followed in those footsteps. So I think kids do that a lot. And now they can have the freedom to do whatever they want, you know.
It's a very good point, but guess what? Nate is a part of this. Guess what Jenison High School and all the high schools are doing around us? They're building fine art centers right now.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's huge. It's not we're building a new stadium. We're not building a new football stadium.
We're lucky that
they're building fine arts right now.
We're lucky that they can do that because there's a lot of schools... Yeah. In other areas that are like cutting that kind of stuff out.
Yeah. In West Michigan, we have so much money because we're so successful.
Because we're rich as shit.
We are rich as shit. The whole state crumbled around us, especially the UP and Detroit. And this, you know, whatever, 3-4 counties sustained an entire state with taxes and et cetera.
I mean, Nate, what do you see as the economy wise as fine arts?
Well, you were just going to say something, Nate.
Oh, I was going to go off on another tangent. We'll have to come back to We need to start a movement for the parents of sports kids. We cannot be those dads and those moms that sit and yell at their kids from the stadium.
I agree with that.
What's the change then? What needs to change?
We need to let them be kids and let them... do their thing. I mean, we can coach them and try to help them, but we cannot yell at them from even in music.
You were, the sidelines.
Nate, you were a big sports guy in high school.
Yeah, and I see it more in the festivals I do where the kids come up and they play their instruments and parents come up to me. I can't hear so and so. It's like, sorry, you know, there's nothing I can do. It's the band. You know, or you know, I don't have kids in school yet, but my niece is in sports as growing up, and I saw parents, you know, hey, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Like, there's helping your kid, and then there's
discouraging
because you're
putting so much pressure on them. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Putting too much pressure.
Yeah, but, I mean,
the suck it up and win.
When you were in sports, I mean, you were a huge part of Hudsonville High School. With sports.
Yep.
I mean, like you were a big part of it. Did you feel pressure from anything?
Well, not necessarily from my parents. I didn't do I'm talking younger sports.
Okay.
Yeah. The 12-year-olds.
The 12-year-olds, rocket football, the peewee soccer.
And you see that.
And I've seen it all the time. You know, with my niece doing softball and
I don't feel that. My kids are young and they haven't done anything, but I don't feel the urge to, you know, push my kids to like like be the best of the best of the best. Like I want my kids to be happy and do well and be good and, you know, like you
warm
know,
and fuzzy.
Yeah, warm and fuzzy. Exactly. Thank you for getting that. That's what I was trying to convey with my facial expression. Was, you know, I want the warm and fuzzy of my kids to just be awesome, man. Just be awesome. Yeah,
okay.
What
are you saying about that, Nate, then? I mean, are you saying that you wish your kids were more in the arts than the sports?
No, I want to make sure that as parents, we are able to step back and let them enjoy the moment and have their moment.
No matter what they do.
No matter what they do.
There's arts parents and the pageant parents.
Oh, God,
you know, that it doesn't matter what your kids are doing. Yeah. He's talking about the parents that are, you know, pushing their kids beyond the limit of, like, enjoying life, enjoying being successful. Say your kid is good at something. You can't just let them be good and, like, win or get third place or whatever. You have to, like, you know, get after them.
You must study 12 hours a day.
In track, you were a winner, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, you were top of the line in track. I mean, without somebody pushing you,
right? But
I worked hard at it.
Yeah.
But I see it more nowadays where the parents are pushing their kids because they want them to be successful. They want them to.
But you worked hard at it naturally, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I had my brother pushing me. Yeah, but not he wasn't. He wasn't pushing me to live vicariously through me. He just wanted to push me so I would be successful. There's a difference between pushing to be successful and pushing because.
So why were you? Why were you successful in track? Why were you so? I mean, you were one of the top guys we had. Why were you? Why were you so top?
Because you worked hard.
Because I worked hard.
That's what I was saying.
But no, so why did you work hard?
You have parents that push you to work hard.
Yes.
Because hard work is valuable.
Right.
And then there's parents that push you to be, like, you worked as hard as you did for the last 3 months. All those parents that you're talking about are focused on is that game, that result,
exactly.
Right there.
Exactly.
Right there. You know, did you get that touch? Oh, you missed that catch. You suck. You know? But they don't. What
why
you
did
should
he
be
do
focused,
that?
What you should be focused on as a parent. What Nate's saying, I think,
yes,
is the hard the 6 months before that, the 2-a-days and the training and the practice. And
exactly,
did you put in the effort? Did you put in the work to?
Okay,
did you do your best like that old fashioned do your best thing?
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's good
for sure.
Yeah, I had Irish Festival this year. I had a mom come up to me. I was at a different stage than her kid was at. There was a fiddle group going, a high school fiddle group. And she was complaining to me that my stage was too loud. You know, I was hired by the festival to run this national band. And, you know, there was one of the loudest bands in Irish music. And she was pounding. First of all, she was flipping off the crowd and flipping off the band. And
ooh, that's not
just
good.
Going nuts. And she was sober. Stone cold sober.
Before she even came to you.
Before she even came to me, she...
Was she Irish?
She probably was. And and I had parents come up to me, hey, can you turn it down? You know, the kids worked really hard on this. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't make the scheduling, you know.
What do you mean? Okay, let's backtrack it. What do you mean turn it down? Like
the volume.
Out of the speakers.
Volume. Yeah.
So then turn it down. Is that a big deal?
Yes.
The parents can't tell him to turn it down. It's whoever has hired him to do is
this. They tell you what they want it at.
No, but if I were to affect their sound, their fans would leave and they wouldn't be happy.
So you are tuning it to the best possible sound
for that band. Yes.
So the parents can f off.
What his job is?
Yeah, that's what my job is to make the
for
band
for the judges.
For well, they're not necessarily judges. People came and paid money to see these guys play, and I'm not going to make them sound like crap, just so this high school band can be heard, you know?
Got it.
Not my fault the festival scheduled this high school...
Shitty high school band.
They might have been shitty. I don't know. I couldn't hear them over the sound of my subs, but...
It was what it was, yeah.
It was what it was.
And she was just being a spazzy parent.
You're not going to put that much work into going there and then coming back.
No, I mean, I did what I could. They have walls on the tent. I closed the walls. I dropped the volume, overall volume of as much as I could without affecting the sound of the band.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tank a professional band's work because they scheduled something. And she went as far as banging on my console, my $60,000 digital console. She was pounding on it. And
why didn't you punch her in the face?
Don't you got bodyguards, dude?
No, but we will this year.
Yeah, there you go.
What did you? How did you not physically push her out of your cubicle?
I did. As soon as she touched my console, I stood up and got in front of her and said, "Ma'am, you need to leave now." And there was a couple other people that saw what was going on, and they stood up too. And she was bounced from the festival.
Good.
Nice.
But, I mean, you got like this is her Nas, where you're like,
yes. Exactly. I was all
you're making out
shit.
With her.
Yeah.
You're basically.
Did you like, grab her? Like bitch, did you
step
push
up.
Her? Did you push her back?
Did you punch her in the face?
I did not have.
Did you go up and titty flick her?
Booby, are you trying to get off on the story or something?
You're
trying to get a lot of details here.
I just want to know because I wish you would have like picked her up in the air and threw her.
Well, it was a good story.
Thanks,
but
man,
anyway,
for ruining my story, jackass.
No, I was hoping that
you can go home and beat off. It'll be cool. Don't worry, Booby.
That's an aggressive story. Like it's just something you see on like break.com. Like some girl comes in.
Oh, well, what's that shit?
That's the rap music.
Oh, that's a rap music.
Yeah, WRAP.
I think he's kicking us out.
Hey, Malat.
Yeah. Kicking your asses
rap
out
this
here, bro.
Shit.
Thanks for having us on, buddy.
Hey, can I say one thing? One thing.
Jimmy Rouse, do it.
This is Jimmy. Most cathartic podcast ever. I feel good, man. I feel cleansed.
I love it.
Nate was awesome. Boovy was awesome. Malat was shitty as usual, but he's the host, so we are gracious.
And happens.
Yeah, thank you. It's good stuff.
Mr. Salisbury, thank you very much for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it was a great time with you, man.
Yeah. Mr. Boovy and Rouse, as always, a pleasure.
Yeah, fuck off.
Hey,
you guys got anything you want to plug?
Rouse, how many times have we been on here, man?
I've been on here like six now.
I got a text from my father-in-law. Is Bart Booby on every one of your podcasts?
I've only been on like two or three, buddy.
Oh, I've been on right.
No, he's not.
Thanks for listening to mine, Marty.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, Malat, fantastic time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
No one's got anything to plug?
And Salisbury on Twitter. S-A-L-I-S-B-U-R-Y, just like the steak.
There you go.
Nose Frida? Was it?
Nose Frida.
NoseFrida.com, we're guessing.
Get a Nose Frida for your child.
Yeah, Nose Frida.
If you're not poverty, get a Nose Frida. Because only rich folks get that shit. You can follow me at AmericanLOL on Twitter. And Facebook is Facebook.com/AmericanLOL. Don't even bother emailing me because no one ever does. But if you want to know that, it's American@gmail.com.
Classy.
Thank you guys very much. This is awesome. This is a good ass podcast.
Peace.
Thank you for screaming and yelling into the microphone.
This Booby being an asshole as usual.
Sure.
We're out.
Was there distortion on that?
Just a little bit. Thank you guys.